systems go. Prepare for countdown. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Blast off to adventure in the amazing year 400 billion.
Obscene, dirty, filthy, immoral.
What are you people? On dope?
To the jam hole. Today is Monday, March 16th, 2009. My name is Matt.
And my name is Braden.
And I'm Danny.
And thank you so much for listening to the Monday Night Show. This is episode number 167.
Fucking A.
Fucking A.
Wow.
How the fuck are you doing, my man?
Good. It's been a long weekend.
Yeah? Has been. Feels that way.
It just felt like it took forever. I know.
I'm like, God, this weekend, I'm sick of just sitting here not working. I wish I could just go back to work. Fuck.
Actually, Sunday, I kind of wish I could work because I had nothing to do all day.
Really? You should have came over here and filmed us fucking, man.
Yeah.
It could have been good.
I don't think you need me for that.
Yeah? How are you, Danny?
I'm good. I kind of spent all day doing absolutely nothing, which was lovely. It was good. I kind of felt like you did, you know, kind of wanting to go back to work because I was bored. But
for
that's
a change.
Wow.
At least you were awake this time.
I was awake all day.
Yeah,
so.
But if you have nothing to do, you might as well sleep.
Yeah, I was pretty bored. Well. But I didn't sleep, though, so been up all day.
That's right. So if you guys are listening live, thejaml.com/feedback, you can type shit, we'll read it on the show, or you can just be in the chat room. We have enough people looking at the chat. We should be able to pick up the funny shit you guys type, if it has any kind of bearing on what the fuck we're talking about at the time. Or we have a live phone call system, 406-204-4687. You can give us a call. We'll talk to you live. If you have anything you'd like to confess to our resident father.
Father. Yes,
forgive
my sons
me for
and
I
daughters.
Have sinned. He will, what's that called? Absolve you of
right.
your sins. Right here live on the show. Or you can Skype the jam hole if you happen to be international. We got some voicemails for you tonight.
Do we?
Yeah,
we
got
do we have time?
We should.
Cool.
We should have time to get through at least one of them. We'll
cool.
see.
It's good. I'm glad. As long as we have time to get to one, I'm happy.
That's
one's
right.
good.
So real quick, thejamhole.com/forums. That's our home base of operations. If you're new, that's a good place to start. Thejamhole.com, that's our headquarter website. That's also a good place to start. Kind of read around, click around, listen to some past episodes, get y'all caught up to what the fuck this is all about. If you are a person of color, perhaps, you might want to skip certain episodes that might have the word racial or racist or anything like that.
Or just
that.
Grow some fucking balls and don't let that shit bother you
or
anymore.
Or that! I mean, shit.
That's all.
We got a black man in the president.
I know.
Fuck. Man, what more do you want?
I thought we were even.
I know. I'm waiting for my mule and my acres and shit.
Yeah.
I was gonna build a fucking plantation and I was gonna work on it, but fuck it.
Whatever.
So I do also hope you guys all enjoyed the Friday Night Live lingerie special.
It was special.
That was great.
I hope you all enjoyed listening to it as much as we enjoyed doing it in... God, that shit, man.
I didn't really enjoy it.
Real quick, I gotta give it up for all you ladies out there that fucking wear that kind of shit. Like, it looks sexy even on me, but fuck, man, that shit is uncomfortable as fuck. Fuck, I do not, MDS says the Brockhive.
Yes.
The Brockhive. Yeah.
Check the Brockhives, it's all in there. But yeah, I don't know how the fuck you women wear that shit, like, all the time. I mean, granted, if you're wearing the lingerie, chances are it's coming off
yeah.
in the next 5 minutes.
Usually
but,
they don't wear lingerie unless it's coming off pretty
but
quick.
But still, man, that's an uncomfortable 5 minutes, dude.
So it's just 5 minutes.
Granted,
we did it for 2 hours.
I know, dude, that's what I'm saying. Granted, you know... Most of you women aren't stuffing your lingeries with bra or with socks like we had
yeah.
to do, but
and
still,
that,
man, that shit, that's uncomfortable as fuck.
Yeah.
Oh, we finally did, you know, usually when movies come out, we'll fucking just download them. I love torrents.com, good torrent site. I do love torrents.com. It's a great site if you guys are looking for a place to download TV shows, music, movies, video games, whatever the fuck, applications. It's all on there. And, yeah, like, the last movie I think I saw in the actual theaters in the big screen was Transformers. And I was very upset that
just
I
leave
did.
It at that.
Yeah, I was pissed.
Like fuck.
Thanks for destroying another one of my childhood memories.
Yeah, one of your childhood dreams. Thanks.
So we're sitting here, and it's Saturday, and she ended up not having to work. I didn't have to be to work till 5, and you know, we're just hanging out and shit. And she, what happened Saturday? You got up at like what, 7 in the morning?
Oh,
and you're like,
Saturday sucks.
Okay, honey, love you. Bye. I'm going to work now. I'm like, okay, I'll see you after work. What happened?
Okay, I got up on time and was ready to go to work, and got to work and forgot that I had switched shifts with somebody and worked that Monday before, so I could have that Saturday off, and I forgot about it. And didn't realize it till I got to work, and they're like, hey, what are you doing here? And I'm like, coming to work. And they're like, you have the day off. And oh, fuck me. So I ended up just kind of putzing around for a while because Matt was asleep, and I didn't want to wake him up.
I was asleep till I got, like, a phone call and a couple text messages, yeah. And I'm like, I'm up.
I text him, I'm like, hey, I got a surprise for you. You're like, what? I'm like, give me a second. You hear me coming up the stairs.
Yeah, and I'm like,
ding, ding, hey, I'm here.
I'm still in bed and shit, and I hear steps. I'm like, no fucking way. I thought you had gotten fired, honestly.
Yeah,
first thing. Oh, fuck. You were either late, or you said something to somebody, or something, and here, I got a surprise. Guess what, honey? I am fired. No, we're totally broke, even more broke than before. So, if you enjoy what we do here, thejamhole.com/donate, we are broke as fuck for this trip to New York. So, if you want to see us not have to spend the night with bums, we would appreciate some money.
Or a place to stay while we're there.
Or that, if you do live in New York, a place to stay. There's going to be 4 of us.
Or even if you're going to be there and you're getting a hotel room and we can
crash.
Yeah, hey, we'll split it with you. We already got 4 people, so it'll make for a cheap room. But we need a place to do a few live shows and a lot of people. I guess a lot of the events are kind of bar-oriented there, mm-hmm. So a lot of the people that are going to be there are probably under 21, so we're going to kind of plan some shit to do.
David and I are also.
Right, yeah. And you guys, yeah. And I don't really drink that much, and so I don't want to spend all of my time in New York in bars. Like, I want to go out and explore the city and see shit, you know?
Yeah, the stuff that they're doing in the bars really aren't anything I would feel we're
it's
missing
shit.
Out on.
Well, I just feel,
as long as we get the stand-up thing.
I just feel like if I wanted to go to a bar and get drunk with people, I could just do that here. Like, I'm not going all the way to New York to fucking chill in a fucking skeezy New York bar.
Yeah,
like,
we
I
have
could
bars
do that.
Here.
I have skeezy Montana bars, honestly. It's all the same shit, no matter where you're at, so granted, you know, you might see some more interesting things happen there.
Yeah, it'd be different.
Different kinds of people, transgenders and all that kind of weird, crazy
shit.
It
would be weirder.
So,
I think it'd just be fun if we all got the hotel room or whatever, or were able to share a hotel room, and we just brought back alcohol for all of us to just get...
Yeah, that's fun.
Yeah, then we just get drunk and do a live show, and that'd be kind of fun, but just not all the fucking time, so...
That's right. And also, if you guys want to send us stuff here to Kalispell, you can actually mail us shit at P.O. Box 3652, Kalispell, Montana 59903. If you're like, hey, I got like 4 tabs of ecstasy here, and I'm not gonna eat them.
But
I want the Jam Hole to do an ecstasy show. All you do is package that shit up good. Fucking P.O. Box 3652, Kalispell, Montana 59903. Send that shit off. We'll eat that shit off. We'll do a whole show on that shit. I don't give a fuck. we'll do a fucking orgy show on that shit. That's how much I don't give a fuck.
Yeah, send whatever you want, because Matt checks it and I don't, so.
Yeah, I don't give a fuck.
Send whatever.
Find that shit, send it on down. We'll do it. We'll do whatever. I'll smoke crack.
Hey, you can find that.
I'll smoke crack in the closet while getting sucked off by a transgender whore. I don't give a fuck. It's just business as usual, you know? So, yeah, movie theater. Watchmen came out, and I was looking for a good rip of it, and then I listened
There is none.
I listened to Keith talk about it, and everybody I've talked to about it was like, holy shit, this movie is great. Even if you hadn't read the comics, it's just a really well-done movie. The filming of it.
Well, it's the same dude that did, like, Sin City and 300,
right,
I
Frank
think.
Miller.
Yeah,
Frank,
I don't know his name.
I don't fucking know.
I just know he's the same dude that did that shit.
Wow.
We're going to get emails by all these fucking geeks, and they're going to be like, oh, actually, his name was Frank. I don't know. Shut up. So, yeah, we decided, well, we got this time to kill before the fucking... I have to be to work, so why the fuck not? I got paid. We got a little bit of fucking spare, I guess not spare money, but we have money right now that should be going towards our New York trip.
I shouldn't be spending any money.
Why the fuck not? Me and Danny, since we've been together, we haven't gone on, like, a real date. So I'm like, hey, you want to go on a date with me? And she's like, yeah.
Hey, let's
so
do this.
We decide to go to the fucking movie theater, and it, wow, I was thoroughly impressed. Like, usually long movies like that, I'm like, okay, I'm cool. I'm going to go out and smoke and take a piss and do something other than sit here watching this abomination that I just paid fucking $15 for two tickets to see. But, like, the whole time, we were just stuck there, like, just... eyes fucking glued to the screen and the surround sound.
I didn't even think about smoking or taking a piss, none of that. I was like, what's going to happen next? I was totally engulfed in it. It was great.
Yeah, it was a really, I thought it was a really good movie. And I don't know, I'm not really into the whole fucking, like, the movies they make from the comics are okay. Like, Spider-Man started to get dumb towards the end, and too lovey-dovey story, not enough,
well,
like,
and
fucking
it's just,
whoosh,
all the sequels.
Shit.
Yeah, when they make more than one of them, the story tends to...
Well, yeah, because they run out of content. Yeah. But this, for a three-hour movie, like, it was really awesome, I thought. And so after that, it got us kind of looking into, like, more about the movie and shit. And apparently on the IMDb, it's, like, in the top 250 movies of all time already.
Well, it's already made more money the first day it came out than any movie,
right,
I think.
And it was released March 6th. And it's very rare nowadays because of, like we said before, people are just, they're not giving a fuck
they don't
anymore.
Really,
they're making shit. They're remaking movies that were shit the first time.
They can't
now,
think of anything new.
Exactly. Now they're even more shit, but they're
Well, this is just like that. I mean, they're just taking a comic novel.
It wasn't made already. It's not like they took War of the Worlds and remade it with some douchey fucking actor.
But
and,
they're doing
know.
What everyone else is, and they're making movies after comics
and
graphic
that's,
novels.
That's fine, because a lot of those comics would make good movies.
Well,
it
like
just,
300
you have
shit was
to
awesome.
Get a good director to do it and a good team together to make it work, and they did just that. They
you
made
gotta,
it work really well, I
you
thought.
Gotta get people to make it that actually care.
Right, but it just blew me away that somebody made a movie nowadays that is already in the top 250 on the IMDb.
That quick.
It's got like over 60,000 votes, and it's got like an 8.3 or something.
Yeah, in what, a couple
which is,
weeks?
Which is also very rare, because the internet is a very, very hard audience to please. There, people on the internet are fucking douchebags. Like, seriously. And to have something come out that many people on the internet agree that it was a good movie, like, that's rare. So, I don't know. It was, I did not feel bad at the end of the movie walking out that I had just paid money to see this.
Yeah, like, what, like $8.50?
Yeah,
$8.50 to watch it.
And we snuck in our own rock stars and shit.
Well, you have to. The door says no food and drink right there.
Yeah, I didn't even see that, but yeah.
And you can't even buy Rockstar there, so.
I just liked it for the fact that, like, you know, all these other superhero movies that have come out, they're really flashy and, you know, going at it and just really bright and shit. This movie was down, dirty, and grimy.
But it was
flashy
at the same time,
though. The graphics of it was really cool.
Yeah, they were darker colors.
Yeah, it was real gritty. It had kind of a Sin City feel to it in certain parts. It was real, like, gritty.
I guess it's not the same director as Sin City, but that's why
no,
I thought it was.
No, it's the guy that wrote the graphic novel, Sin
right,
City,
same
not
guy.
The same director.
Right.
Maybe, right. So, yeah, it was real, just the camera work was done well. It was slow in a couple parts, but it's... you're not going to have a three-hour movie that, like, the whole time you're just like, holy shit, this is fucking a roller coaster ride. Like, it's going to have some parts that are slow.
It's slow, yeah.
A little
drawn but out. You especially have, when it's 3 hours. There's a lot of story to
yeah, and that's
through.
The thing. You have to take the time to elaborate on certain parts of the story that might not be all interesting and shit. But just the way they did it with the Rorschach mask and the fucking
yeah.
blue dude, like, it was really well done. So I just...
I liked it.
If you guys haven't seen it yet, it's definitely a movie I would take the money to go see in the theater, just because I'm glad, because, you know, we watch it here on the flat panel, and it does its purpose for not having to pay for it and for being able to sit in my living room and smoke weed or
yeah.
salvia or whatever and watch a movie. But that was really cool to experience.
Chickadee
on a big
says
screen.
It's not the same person that wrote them.
Well,
I think you're looking at the screenwriters, not the writer of the graphic novel.
I don't fucking know.
I think
so,
the graphic novel's the same.
You guys
person.
Have Google.
No?
Fucking Google it. I don't give a shit. It was good. Go see it if you haven't already.
It was good.
So then Saturday night, I get to work delivering food as usual, and my car's all fixed.
Sweet.
But I haven't gone picked it up yet. So if you follow the jamal.com/Twitter, I took a couple pictures of the car I was driving for deliveries.
The Honda.
The Honda. Dude, that car is falling the fuck apart.
Yeah.
Dude. Like, the bumper
well,
is...
Well, yeah, it doesn't even have the bumper anymore.
Oh, my Christ,
it had a bumper
dude.
When you
and
drove it.
When I drive it, like, I still... The engine is still strong. Like,
yeah.
it's a fast Accord, but it just... Everything vibrates, and it feels like the tire's rubbing against
the
metal.
Oh, it's because it's been in, like, 8 different wrecks in the
yeah.
past year.
Oh, yeah, for sure. And I fucking... I keep waiting for me to, like, hit a corner doing, like, 45 like I tend to do sometimes.
And just fucking tire
shake
blow.
The pizza up. I'm waiting for, like, a piece of metal in the bumper to, like, just
pop
the tire
off,
and
yeah.
just explode that shit, and I go, like, skidding off into the fucking ditch. But... It didn't happen, but there's just one thing I kind of wanted to mention. I had one delivery the whole fucking night, which was suck. Like, some nights I'll take, you know, 4 or 5, which is not that great.
Yeah.
But, other
but that's better than one.
Yeah, other Saturday nights I'll take, like, 10 or 15 deliveries, and I make, like, you know, $60 in just tips, and then I make whatever my wage is.
Right.
But I had one fucking delivery.
It was
and
so dead.
It
so
was,
you're going to get, like, $2.
Well,
tops.
Check this out. So it was a $20 order, right?
Right.
So I take it there, and the guy pays with a 20 and a 5. $25. And
it's, like, cool.
I get food there quick, no matter how long it takes them to cook it. As soon as it's done, I can get it anywhere within 5 or 10 minutes, usually.
As long as it's
especially
in
the evening,
yeah.
and I'm driving the Accord, which
yeah.
is not my car, so I'm driving it fucking fast.
Just how
even,
you don't give a fuck. Plus, it's all fucked up anyway, so it doesn't
I know,
even matter.
Like, what am I going to possibly do to this car that's going to make it
yeah.
any- like,
they have done more to that car than
you could
ever.
I know, and if anything else, I'm going to crash it, and it's going to, like, pop a dent out or something.
Yeah,
yeah
anything
gonna make
you
it
can
better.
Do to it, it'll make it better.
Yeah, they're going to mm-hmm. be like, dude, did you fix the Accord? I'll be like, yeah, dude, I fucking did. You
actually,
how'd you do that? I hit a tree.
Yeah, I just ran into a pole.
That's cool.
Yeah,
no big deal. So I get there, and he has a 20 and a 5. I'm like, cool, he's going to be like, keep the change, because I'm awesome. And I deliver to this guy every fucking Saturday. And so he gives it to me, and I give him his food, and he's like, I start to kind of walk off, and he's like, can I get $2 back? And I'm like,
what?
Two, what?
He handed you a 5 so you could get...
No, it was a $20 order.
Right, and he gave you a 20 and a 5.
Right.
So he gave you a 5 so he could give you 3, and then you give...
Right, which I don't know if maybe I'm just being a fucking dick about it, but it seems like... You asking for $2 back, like, what do you need that $2 for? Like,
yeah,
is
I
it
mean,
that important that you can order this expensive fucking food? Like, it's not just normal Domino's pizza. Like, this
right.
is handmade. Everything's cooked right there, and it's not all frozen. None of it's fucking frozen. The dough is made fresh. Everything is made fresh. Like, in normal pizza places, the cheese is grated and frozen pre. Like, it comes
yeah.
from the truck like that. Like, we grate our shit. The dough for Domino's comes in fucking pre-made,
oh,
frozen
yeah, it's
splattered.
Already made. You just
right.
gotta warm
so
it up.
It's more expensive food, which generally means the people that order it can afford it,
yeah.
which generally means they're gonna tip you a little bit better. And just to say that, it's like... Maybe I'm overreacting, but it just seemed like a dick thing to do. Like, what do you need this $2 for? Granted, $2 to me is nothing, but when you add it to the 3 he gave me, that's 5. And five is a good tip. But
well, plus, when I don't know, just think about it. It's only $2. If I'm going to tip the dude three, I might as well just give him the other
that's
two.
That's what I'm saying.
That's all. And just for the sheer fact that he would have to take out $2 and hand it to me, it's like, it's not even worth it. Just keep it. You probably need it more than me.
Right. And to me, like, if he would have gave me the $2, that would have been a shitty tip. $3 is still a shitty tip, but okay.
It's
but
okay considering it's 20.
To give me the 5 in the first place and then be like, hey, I need $2 back.
Yeah.
Like, what do you need the $2 for? That just seemed like
a
douche thing to do.
I don't know.
So, I don't know. Maybe I'm just overreacting. But it's to me, it's not a big deal. But, like, a 5 is a good tip. 3 is okay.
Yeah, 5 would have been all right.
Yeah, so it just seemed like he was being very petty. And
that's
it,
like never, what? I would never ask for $2 back after a 5. That's just stupid.
Yeah.
You know, you know that the pizza man's going to get there, and you're like, okay, and you get your money ready and stuff, and you get your tip ready and shit. You don't ask for change from a fucking delivery guy unless you absolutely fucking need it. Unless it's like a $50 bill.
And that's...
That I can understand.
And that's the other thing. What can you buy nowadays for $2?
Nothing.
You can't buy cigarettes. You can barely buy gas. You're not making a phone... Like,
you
what?
Can buy a 16-ounce Rockstar.
Fuck me, then. You fuck you. It pissed me off. Like, and so I wasn't that pissed about it, but then towards the end of the night, that was my only delivery. So the whole night, I made $3, which pissed me off. And then I made, you know, whatever my fucking gay-ass wages, because I eat for free there, so
right,
I don't
so
make...
You make, like, $4 an hour.
Exactly. So, yeah, that just pissed me off. And I don't know, like I said, maybe I'm just being petty, but it seemed like a dick thing to do.
It would just
be like,
annoying.
Can
I
have $2 back? Like, what are you going to do with $2? You give that to me, and I have 5, now I can do something. But now I have 3... Like,
now I can't do anything, and you can't do anything.
I know, like,
girl,
we're both
lose.
Fucked. Yeah. What do you want? So, that, I don't know, whatever. So then, what was it, on Sunday night? Is that when we went to the V? Or Saturday night? Yeah, that was after work, because I was all pissed.
Yeah, that's right.
That I made shit, so I'm like, let's take the money I made and let's go get drunk at the fucking V.
That was great.
Yeah,
and
it was
wait,
awesome.
Hold on. MDS says, what would you have done with the $2, Matt?
Well, I
would have
added
five.
It to my $3 and had a $5 bill,
and
that would have been something.
That would have been...
I could have bought a bowl of weed.
Or you could have bought a bag of cigarettes.
Or
that.
Instead, I had to ask Brayden to buy me a bag of cigarettes, which is fine. He owes me $1,000 anyway, but still, like, come on. He needs to be saving for this shit, so...
Yeah, none of us are doing too good.
Sticker said I would have got a $2 hooker. Maybe that's what he was doing.
Shit.
Maybe.
Shit.
He's like, I'm going to eat me some fucking Anna's and get a $2
and some
hooker.
Fucking stank-ass snatch. All right, here's
awesome.
$2.
What a night.
Yeah, so then
we spent more money on food.
We go to the fucking V, and we start, of course, our salt guy's there. And I pointed this out to her. I'm like, every night I drive by the V, our salt guy's car is out front. Not the salt guy you guys all have heard on the show, but our new salt guy. And I'm like, there's his car every fucking night parked out there. And every morning comes to work just kind of hungover. And like, he's an alcoholic. And
yeah.
He's young, which sucks. But he's in a shitty part in life, or he was. Like, that's the kid I was telling you guys about Wednesday or Friday about how I didn't ask her if he could come live with us for a few days because I'm not used to having to ask permission for that kind of shit because I'm used to living alone.
Uh-huh.
It was that kid. So he's there, so we go in and get some drinks, and I'm drinking shots of Jamie's, and she's drinking screwdrivers, and we start playing pool and shit, and everything's cool. And at the end of the night, this fucking big lesbian chick comes
up. Oh, my God.
And I guess she ended up being our friend's sister, and I didn't know that. And the old guy that was there playing pool at the table next to us was her dad, which
oh.
I also did not know.
That would have been nice to know.
Yeah.
Right. So she comes up, and I'm just talking shit like I usually do. And I forget what I even fucking said. Something about twats and cunts and
something offensive.
She was talking about how when she has sex, she's like a sweet talker, and she like... I forget how we even got on the conversation of it, but she's talking about how she'll, like, whisper sweet nothings into her lover's ear, and I'm like, man, I just fucking start talking dirty. I'm like, you like this, you little fucking slut? It, I'm gonna tear whore. That fucking twat up, you little cunt fucking whore. Yeah, you like that whore.
She got all fucking weird
and
about
she,
it.
She, like, when I was there, what was she saying? Like, oh, you're just a guy, all guys are the same.
Yeah,
some
dykish shit. I don't really know. I didn't really listen. She's just like, you tell him that I can kick his ass any day of the week.
Yeah, then me and the salt guy, we go out, and he's like, you want to burn one? And I'm like, yeah, sure. And I'm like, hey, sell me a bowl for $3. And he's like, here, I'll just give you one. I'm like, sweet. So we go out, and Danny is still in there talking and shit. And Danny comes out. She's like, dude, that girl wanted to kick your fucking ass. And I'm like, really? Because she totally didn't seem like it when I was there.
Well, because she was just talking shit. She knows she actually couldn't beat you up.
Right. Well, obviously she's a girl, and, you know, I mean, equal rights.
I think it's
right,
because
girls?
I look like a dyke.
Right, right, girls, equal rights when it's convenient, right? But not when it's like, oh, please don't hit me, that's not equal. Or when it's like, hey, can you give me the water jugs with handles on it? Then it's not equal. Or, hey, can you carry these in for me? Because I'm a girl and I can't do anything. But
shit, they can't even play the same sports with us.
I know. Equal rights when it's convenient, right, bitches? That's
but they
right.
can't play tennis together.
That's right. Equal rights. Exactly.
Oh my
and
God.
We let you guys vote. Amazing. No, I'm totally kidding.
We're taking
but
that
seriously,
back.
It's either all or nothing. Like I said, for the fucking whites and for the Chinese and for the blacks. You can have it all or you can have none of it.
It has nothing to do with your gender or skin color. It's just if you want equal rights,
be equal.
Be
then.
Equal.
If,
everything's
if
equal.
If you're not equal, then accept the fact that you're not equal and live accordingly.
Yeah.
Don't be like, oh, I'll be equal when it's convenient for me in this and this aspect, but not in this and this, so please don't punch me, even though I'll be a mouthy fucking cunt. It's like, okay, that makes sense. Stupid dyke bitch.
Yeah, don't mind him, Snibblers. He cannot spell.
So what did she say?
She just turned to me and she's like, you know, you need to tell your man that I can kick his ass any day of the week. And I just looked and I'm like, look, dude, I don't care. I got him under control. It's no big deal.
I got it handled.
And she just kept looking at me and saying, I will kick his ass. I will kick his ass. I'm bigger than him and blah, blah, blah. No shit, you're fucking three of them, you twat.
And she had, like, the shape. Like, seriously, she walked around and she was, like, the perfect,
like,
rectangle.
Yeah.
Like, seriously.
Huge.
Head.
Just a big
head,
block.
Like, it reminded me of the blockheads on Gumby.
Yeah,
remember
I was
them?
Just thinking
big
of that.
Block
fuck.
Head. Right? Big blockhead.
Right.
Okay, watch it. TheJamel.com/live. Video. If you guys are listening to the podcast version of this, you gotta watch the live show. Big block head goes down, big block shoulders, no curves. Like when she's like curvy and hot and sexy, and this chick was like, bam, like fucking Domo Arigato and shit, like just a fucking block. So, and it's awesome
creepy.
That she comes out and tells me this. She's like, dude, you almost just got in a fight with a dyke. I'm like, really? She was talking all that shit, and I'm like, well, why didn't she say anything when I was in there? Like, I was in there for plenty of time.
Because she couldn't back it up.
After that conversation, like, it wasn't like, oh, yeah, I fuck my bitch like this and smack her twat and smack her face, and then I left. Like, I was in there for a good 10
just
minutes
chilling.
After that had happened, and she just didn't say shit. And then I leave, and she's like, oh, that motherfucker, I'm talking on him, blah, 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 blah.
That's how girls are, dude.
Will somebody please stuff a dick in that bitch's mouth, please? Because I swear to Christ, if someone doesn't, I'm gonna. And I like that place.
Yeah, it's fun.
It'd be a good place if it wasn't for all the dyke bitches. Jesus. And, oh, shit, I totally forgot to write this down, but check this shit out, dude. I'm sitting there, and we're drinking, I'm taking my shots like a fucking man, because that's how I take shots nowadays.
But it only takes
take
three to get
like
you
man.
Wasted.
I know, I was drunk after three.
Yeah, and then you take one, you're like,
did I make the face?
Yes, you make the yuck face. Pretty good.
So I look across the fucking bar, and I see this kid with a jam hole shirt on.
Oh, he got all defensive.
No, it wasn't defensive. Fuck.
Yes, he was.
I had my jam hole shirt on, and I see this, and I'm like,
you're like,
whoa.
He gets up and like puffs up. He's like, who's that? How'd he get a jam hole shirt?
No,
I'm going to go
was,
ask.
Okay,
he
I
would
walked,
be stoked on that.
I walked over to him, and I'm like, I tapped him, and I'm like, dude, where did you get the jam hole shirt? It wasn't like, why the fuck are you wearing a jam hole shirt? It was like, I'm curious where you got that
I'd just
from
be surprised.
Because I sell those. Yeah. Like, where did you get it from?
He was from the tat shop, right?
Yeah, and that's where he was from. Yeah. And then I forgot we had given Daryl at the Temple Decor, thetempledecor.com, that some shirts to have in his shop, because that's where I got my tongue pierced. That's the guy that did all my tattoos and all her tattoos. Like, we're really good friends with him. He tattooed my dad when he was alive, and, like, we've known him for a long time and shit. So it was just weird to be in the bar, and I didn't come with the kid. I didn't know the kid at all. He was just through that tattoo shop. He had a jam hole shirt on, and he happened to be wearing it the same night I happened to be at this bar wearing mine. It was just a weird synchronicity that I just looked over, and there's a kid with a jam hole shirt
on. Yeah, not even that. It's just since we're the ones that sell them, we pretty much know everyone that has one. So when you see someone that you don't recognize wearing one, it's just kind of surprising.
Yeah, and
it's totally cool.
I didn't mean to come off if I sounded all, like, defensive about it. I was just super curious as to where he got it. I wasn't like, where the fuck you get that, son? That's my shit. Give me that motherfucker. I ripped it off. Back, fucking kneed him in the face, dropped his fucking bitch in the mouth, fucking done. No, like, I was just curious. I'm like, dude, that's cool that you're even wearing it. Like, I've given them away to a few people, and I'm sure they're just, like, cum rags and shit.
Yeah,
you know?
Whatever.
Which, if you are using a jam hole shirt for a cum rag, get it all covered in cum and send it to me, because I got a friend in New York that I want to bring a couple to covered in cum. So.
Well, I thought it was just
newsy.
I thought it was just Odie's cum he wanted.
Well, like,
we can
tell
him it's Odie's.
Like, he knows the difference. He's like, man, this tastes like Matt's cum. What?
What? How does he know this?
Excuse me? Also, we went grocery shopping Sunday. Our first time being together. Excuse my face. Living together. We went grocery shopping. What did we buy?
It wasn't really grocery shopping.
It was grocery shopping.
Ice cream and rock stars.
Good. And
We did that before.
A bunch of muffins. They were buy two, get one free, so we bought, like, poppy seed muffins and then chocolate chip muffins. It was just awesome that, like, she's like, oh, let's go to the store so we can get some food, and we leave with fucking rock stars and a stack
muffins.
Of muffins. And a croissant for me.
Oh, and orange juice.
And orange juice.
Yeah, when I picture groceries for you, I think, like, Rockstar,
ramen,
ice cream, and fast breaks. And
oh, we got taquitos
and Skittles.
We got chicken and cheese.
Oh,
taquitos.
Yeah, we did get food. Uh-huh. We've been eating those.
Yeah, there's only two left.
Adam17 says, I want a paintball team name, The Jam Hole. You can
well, we already
that,
have team shirts.
And
fucking,
we will sponsor your shirts, thejamhole.com/donate, $20 a shirt. I'll give you a deal if you buy a bunch.
Yeah, if you buy a bunch, we'll sell them to you for $19 or
so. So, yeah, like, we've always asked you guys, like, if you enjoy the show, it's a free show, 2 hours, 3 days a week, which translates to an hour Monday through Friday, to, you know, give us whatever you guys think the show is worth. You think 25 cents an episode, we're at, like, 167 episodes tonight. A dollar an episode, that's $167. Just whatever, like... We've asked you guys if you like the show to help support the show by giving us money. We buy shit for the show. Like, all that's all serious, but now, like, is seriously serious because we're going on this
trip
to
New York. We're super serial, you
guys. We're super serious. Like, we definitely need you guys' help to make this trip comfortable and successful.
Fuck,
and
I'm not even worried about comfortable, just having a place to stay.
Yeah, right?
I don't care how shitty it is as long as it's an actual place of living.
Yeah, that's all that matters. So thejamhole.com/donate. If you like the show, toss us $5, $10, whatever the fuck. So, the landlord finally came and
I saw your toilets fixed.
I know,
yeah.
You don't have to stick it's the like, fucking hanger
yeah,
in to
holy
lift up,
shit. Standard of living went up.
Amazing,
this is cool.
Isn't it? And so we're texting back and forth the whole time. She's like, is there anything else that needs fixed? I'm like, fuck. I got a fucking list. Like, what do you want to start with?
Yeah.
And just the whole thing about it, he seems like he doesn't want to pay the money to make the things fixed that need fixed. Like, the water in the bathroom, in the shower, goes cold and hot, and he's like, oh, that's going to be so expensive to fix it, and this and that. It's like, you're the fucking landlord! It's your job to make sure we have hot water here. If that's too expensive for you, then maybe you shouldn't be a fucking landlord.
Then
if
maybe,
you're too greedy...
Yeah, maybe your rent is too expensive also.
Yeah,
you
well,
just won't pay that.
That's what I told him. I'm like, tell him then. We're going to just pay half the fucking fucking rent till that shit gets fixed.
And there's no rental agreement.
Yeah, exactly. Like, I technically don't even fucking live here.
Yeah.
And she felt uncomfortable because it's not, like, she didn't move into the place. I did, so, and I kind of, the more I was talking to her, I felt kind of bad. Like, no, you tell that motherfucker.
You tell
this
that
is how it's
going
to be. Yeah. And if you don't fucking like it, you can go fuck yourself because we're sick of playing roulette in the fucking shower. Is it going to be hot or is it going to be cold or is there even going to be water?
Yeah.
I don't fucking know.
Sometimes there isn't.
Sometimes there is not. So he was supposed to come fix the toilet thing last Monday. Hadn't heard from him. And he finally called like yesterday or some shit. And he's like, oh, I'll be there tomorrow to fix it. This and that. And he finally came and fixed it. He leaves, and then Danny calls, and she's like, hey, now the toilet isn't filling up with water. So I fucking call him back. I'm like, you didn't fix the toilet. You gotta go back and
actually
fix it. Oh,
which was great.
Right, what? Yeah, and then tell him what happened.
Okay, the toilet wouldn't fill up, and it took about a half an hour for it to totally fill up. And I talked to him. I was like, dude, the toilet took almost, you know, a half hour to fill up again. And so I didn't think they were going to come back right away, so I went in there and pumped a grumpy real quick.
A.K.A. dropped a big smelly deuce.
Dropping the Cosby's off at the pool.
I heard them drive up as I'm sitting there on the can. I'm like, oh, shit. So I fucking get up and flush the crap, and then they come in, and they're like, well, I guess it's not filling up. But they walk in, and I sit down on the couch and just watch them. They're just stewing in my funk.
Oh,
it was great.
That's so gross.
It was amazing.
That's awesome. And, you know, since we've been dating, we've been pretty good about not having to take dumps while the other one is actually here. So, like, we haven't really smelled much of each other's poopy.
You don't want to.
Yeah, if you will. Like, usually I'll wait till it's time to go to work, and then I'll just dump at work, or I'll dump here when she's at work and stuff. So it's awesome that the landlord got to be the first one to smell her fucking nasty ass, and it wasn't me. I feel very happy about that. Although she has informed me that apparently when I fart in the morning, it sounds like a trumpet. I was not aware. I have a tight butthole. I'm sorry.
It does.
But
it fights to get out. It's like,
well, you know, like, everybody fucking does that. You sleep all night, and all the food that you ate that night and earlier that day, it's getting digested as you're sleeping. And obviously, there's gases that are going to come out. And if you have a tight butthole like I do, and you should, it's not going to just sneak its way out unless you're, you know, awake enough to be like, oh,
right.
So usually I feel it in the morning when I wake up and I go take a piss in the
right.
morning and
or your shit
clear
or
it all out, and I just, it all comes out, and like, now I hear her in the bedroom if she's awake just giggling every time, like a fucking child. I'm in there.
I can't help it. Fart jokes are still funny.
I turn the fucking faucet on so I'm not all nervous, like, God, she's gonna fucking
hear
this.
Me pee and gonna lie.
I know, and that's, I'm over that. Like, that's fine, but it's the whole farting noise, like, so I turn the faucet on and I'm like, ah, oh, pee pee pee, and then her just
it wasn't like that.
You farted, ha 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 ha, that's funny. So yeah, my girlfriend's a stank whore.
She is actually 12.
Right. And also 12. So, are you ready? It is Monday. Are you ready to get into the question of the week?
Holy shit, I forgot.
Mm-hmm. This time, it's a little bit we've been doing. I believe Stereo Radiation coined it the podcast gangbang question of the week.
Yeah.
It started out with three of us. The Jam Hole Hotcakes. This is a little bit Hotcakes podcast actually started, and you can find links to all these other shows in our show notes, and pretty soon
stickers.
On,
quit picking your nose
on the podcast coalition
and eating it. I see you
website,
Matt. You can.
And
do
then,
that.
What was I saying?
Are you eating it like him though?
Talking
I
about links
Eli,
to
I
other
he
podcasts.
No.
I think so. Look at
sorry.
That fucker.
So that's lovely.
Wow.
Oh my god.
Thanks.
Does he have a bifurcated tongue?
A no. What?
Never mind.
He just likes
so
to eat
his
boogers.
So what was I saying? Thank you, guys.
Links to all the other podcasts on
right,
the show
so
notes.
Right, so it started out with Hotcakes, Stereo Radiation, us. Then we brought in Ear Candy, and that made four, and we're trying to bring in Big Mouths. I believe they're going to start starting next Monday. They'll start
cool.
Being in this. So, yeah, we got a podcast gangbang question of the week. Basically how this works, if you're new to the show, once a week, each podcast, each week, takes a turn asking a would-you-rather question. questions in the past have been, would you rather never laugh again or never have an orgasm? Would you rather get your asshole fucked by a normal dude or a totally hot chick? Would you rather...
With a dick.
Right. With a dick. Well, obviously.
Obviously. That's the whole point.
I don't know how else you'd get fucked. Well, I guess they fuck us all the time here and there, but this
just
is...
Not,
right. Not penetration.
Not literal.
Full sex. Like,
they fuck us over, but they don't actually
fuck us.
Right.
Either way, the questions, you're fucked either way, whichever one you pick.
Exactly.
But it's just still
then,
one you can live with.
Then one was, would you rather take a Hershey kiss out of a bus driver's butt cheeks or drink wine that was inserted via a catheter into a dude's bladder and then peed out, stuff like that.
Yeah, pretty good. pretty
the last
good stuff.
One was ear candies. Would you rather wear a bolo forever and never have, I don't know.
Totally,
or,
making you the lamest dude ever.
Right, or get off only by Gallagher.
Right.
The comedian, right.
Yeah.
So, usually what we do is read these, but this week, apparently T's Cross from the Hot Kicks podcast was too drunk to type out the question. So he recorded it, and we figured out a way to actually play that audio for you here. So, ladies and gentlemen, I present you the question of the week for the week starting March 16th.
So, we were just pondering what our question of the week should be here, and I think we've got a good one.
I think so.
So, I'm going to begin to explain it, and then you can elaborate on what I say.
Excellent. Yeah, I can question you for loopholes.
Yes.
Okay, good.
Okay. So... you know, if you go into a house or a public washroom that is poorly kept, and there will often be a crusted, semi-moist...
Sorry, and real quick, now that we have this all working this way, can you guys in the chat hear that okay? I'm sure you can. This is like 3 minutes, 30 seconds long.
Okay, so it's just chill.
Well, what I was going to say is if you need me to stop it or something like that, we can – it's not like the voicemails where it has to play the whole thing. This is in Winamp, so I can stop it at any time and we can resume. Okay.
I'll just raise my hand.
Right.
Encasing of urine on the actual rim of the toilet.
Okay. There's hairs incorporated in that?
Yes.
Okay, good.
Whatever goes, lint, hair, God knows what.
Okay, excellent.
So would you rather be the guy who scrapes that off onto a piece of toast and eats it?
So how thick is this? Is this like
a... Oh, it's a good layer. There's very little porcelain showing.
Real quick, MDS says, can you fast forward it?
This is the good part.
We can actually fast forward. I don't like where this is going already.
So far, it's the urine and pubes that are caked on the rim of the toilet.
I know,
spread over a piece of toast.
I've noticed that a lot after Danny's done taking a piss in the bathroom. Like, there's always, like, little yellow piss and hairs all on it. Like, I always try and take the bleach wipes we have, because I'm a little OCD.
Right,
keep it clean. Some call it OCD, others call it a clean man.
Right.
Either way, and I'll just wipe it. And there's, I could sculpt a little... thing out of
but
it.
This has been building up for a while. Like, this is a public bathroom.
Did
that
they say? Oh, is that what they
know.
Said?
Well, he made it clear that it's been built up for a long time.
Was
so there's
there,
a good layer?
Was there a specified time frame?
No,
okay.
It just said
maybe
it was
they,
pretty thick.
Okay.
Oh, okay, excellent. So it would be
you have to go halfway towards the back.
Show.
Of the bowl on both sides,
yeah.
So
forward,
back
okay.
On each
excellent.
Side.
So you would have, well, definitely more than a mouthful.
Yeah, it would. Yeah,
okay.
I'd say it would be the equivalent of a knife full of peanut butter if you were making your normal sandwich.
Okay, excellent. Okay, chunky.
Yep.
Excellent.
Mm-hmm.
Can I just say real quick, there's nothing excellent about that.
No,
and
excellent.
No. Also, like, I enjoy their show. They have a very cynical, laid-back kind
of... They're a lot like us.
I like their accent. It's a very funny kind of accent.
Ear candy,
like,
New York?
Excellent, yes. Excellent. What? No, these are hotcakes.
Oh, hotcakes.
It's their turn
again. I thought
this
was ear candy.
It started out hotcakes, then us, then Steer Radiation, then ear candy. Now it's back to hotcakes. And then,
So would you rather be the guy who eats that off of a piece of toast?
Okay.
Or,
well,
you have to eat it on a piece of toast, as if it's a spread.
Okay, perfect, yeah.
Okay. Or Would you like
makes
to be?
Makes me think of marmalade.
Yes.
Yes.
It's a little saltier. Mm-hmm. I'm assuming.
Yes. You've been peed on many a days.
Yes. Time or two.
Excellent.
So would you rather be the guy that eats that or the guy who is known for eating that but does not in fact eat that? And when I say you are known for eating it, it's fact. It is okay. Known as fact.
Can I just say right now, I give a fuck what people say.
Seriously.
Hey, that's the dude that's known for getting gangbangs by a bunch of black dudes run on his asshole 5 days a week. I don't give a fuck as long as I know that I'm not getting actual gangbangs of big black cock up my asshole.
As long as that actually doesn't happen.
5 days a week. You it say what
matter.
The fuck you
yeah.
want.
Don't
I don't
matter.
Give a fuck, dude. You can say,
plus,
hey, that's that dude that likes to eat the fucking scum off the fucking public toilets. Hey, that's fine. You're a fucking douche. I know I'm not eating that shit.
Yeah.
You see me picking pubes out of my mouth?
I don't give
no.
a fuck about what you think.
Fuck what people say.
And plus,
dude,
if you were the dude that actually did eat that off, people would fucking find out.
They'd
about
say
it.
They're like, dude, why are you always picking out pubes? Why are your teeth yellow?
Why
he doesn't smoke.
Why does your breath smell like piss all the time?
Yeah, like piss. Piss.
So I'd rather not have to eat it and be known to eat it than eat it and
okay,
not be
well,
known.
Okay, well, we still have about 2 minutes left. Is that so far?
That's my. Well, they're just gonna talk shit about.
Well,
it
Well, I don't know. It might have a twist. It might not. What do you say, Danny?
Sorry, what?
Wow, hi.
Sorry.
We're doing a show
hi.
Here.
Yeah,
it's
okay? called the jam.
I noticed that.
So, You're would live? You rather get fucked in your ass or your mouth?
Because that's what we were just talking
that's
about.
That's what we're about to do. No, so what would you rather do? Be the guy that's known for eating the scum off the toilet pubes and pee, or actually eating it on a
I
piece of
I think you just
toast?
Have to do it once. Just do it once.
I think I would probably rather fuck. I don't know.
Have to eat it once
and never hear about it again, or
not eat it and always go around and be like, oh, there's that chick that likes to eat piss and pubes. MDS says, I'd rather eat it on toast than listen to the last 2 minutes. MDS, you're a very bitter old man.
Yeah, what the fuck is wrong
it's
with
because
you?
He
so
knows
angry.
He's getting old and he has very limited amount
right.
of time.
He only has so much time. He's got to get that
That's
shit
right.
in there. Yeah.
We're sorry for wasting your time, sir.
I think I'd probably rather eat it.
You nasty.
No, I don't
want to
hear
hold
that
on.
Shit.
I'm going to remember that next time I clean up your nasty pissy pubes on the toilet.
There's no
and
nasty pissy
like,
pubes.
Hey, honey, is breakfast ready? I'm going to be like,
here you go.
Yep, it is. Here's your toast, bitch. Fucking die in the mouth.
You cannot.
But you don't. Like, the first instance is that you do that. It's private. It's not known fact. It's not even speculated out in the world. People haven't smelled your breath and assumed that you're the like dried urine eating guy. But on the other hand, you are known out in the world. There's unrefutable proof that you are the urine eating guy, but only you know you're not.
Yes, that is right.
So if you didn't do it, where is this proof coming from? Is someone, like, trying to frame you for a bank heist or something like that?
Yeah,
like,
if you didn't do it, then it's obviously not fact that you did it.
Right. Like, I'd be like, prove it then.
Yeah.
And the next person that comes up to me and is like, hey, are you that dude that fucking does the face, dude? I don't give a fuck. The next person that says that, they're getting a fucking knee to the nuts. To the fucking face, you know?
Like, and eat to the nuts to the face.
Right, eat to the nuts and then to the face.
Gotcha.
It's like a 1-2 combo.
Yeah.
Right.
Like so, up, down, left, right.
Right, and that's what I'm saying. Are you photoshopping pictures of me by a toilet all of a sudden with a mouthful of pubes and piss? Like, I don't... And toast, I guess?
Probably just some high school drama, people passing the word.
Okay.
And you know, maybe... Perhaps it's happened in the past where you've actually taken a stab at, you know, reclaiming your name, but it's no good. Nobody believes you anyway.
Are you running for president or something? And all
of
a sudden these things surface. They're like, don't vote for that guy. He's the guy that eats pissy pubes on toast.
Well, plus eventually people would get over it. Like, even if they
would
were
they?
Like...
Would they, though?
Yeah, eventually.
Are we still talking about Rihanna getting her ass beat? Granted, the dumb bitch moved back in with the douche, but
But if it was me that just ate it off the toilet, no one would give a fuck after a while because it's just me. I'm not some celebrity. Like, who gives a fuck about
like,
what
hey,
I did?
You don't want me to eat your poops and piss. Don't leave it on the fucking toilet.
Seriously, that shit tastes good. I like it.
I know.
Fuck you.
Crunchy.
Wow.
Okay, perfect.
So it's no, you don't even bother trying to, you know, speak the truth on the matter.
Excellent. All right. So let's ponder and have fun.
So do you want to eat the urine scum, or do you want to be known as the urine scum eater and not eat it?
Wow, that's a very succinct bringing it home there.
Yes,
that's
I like
nice.
That.
All right.
So we await your answers.
Excellent.
MBS Blau? Says who was
Blau.
Hold on. Is that over? I thought
that's
that was over.
I'm done with that.
I was totally that. MBS says who was that guy we wanted to kill when Braden was AWOL? Sounds like him.
Ben?
That doesn't sound like Ben.
Oh, you mean the show when we had all those fucking kids over from the kickball team and Braden cried because they were not listening?
No, he means Ben.
Yeah, he doesn't sound like I don't
no,
think but
not at
I've
all.
Hung out with Ben. You guys have only heard him on
true.
The show. Okay, so we'll start with you, Braden. Was your final answer? Do you want to be known as the guy who ate urine scum pissy pubes, or do you want to actually eat them once in the privacy of your own home and have nothing ever said about it ever again?
I'd rather be known.
Known? Because
yeah.
We don't give... I don't think these guys know this or not, but we actually don't give a flying fuck what other people say, obviously. I don't
if
know.
I gave a fuck what
heard...
people thought, I would have had to stop doing the show
I
like
know.
100 episodes
I know,
ago.
Right? I would have fucking like, blew all our brains yeah. out like fucking 3 weeks ago.
I would have gotten...
Oh, and
yeah.
yeah, actually, if you guys want to play along, thejaml.com/feedback, just fucking send us feedback and we'll read them off in there. Or, if anyone wants to call in, 406-204-4687, we'll take your phone calls and you guys can kind of discuss. I am kind of interested to see what you guys have to say about this. That's what makes this whole podcast question of the week thing so cool is you get everybody's different points of view on the thing. And I'm sure everyone's is going to be a little different. So we're all from different parts of the world here.
We all
it's
think
kinda,
a little different.
Yeah, it's kind of interesting seeing what other people have to think. Different scenarios that we never would have thought of
yeah,
that they
definitely.
Thought of. Yeah, it's totally cool. So yeah, give us a call. 406-204-GOT-P or you can leave feedback on thejaml.com/feedback or type it in the chat. We'll try and catch it in there. So, Braden, final answer.
That was it. I just gave it to you.
Well, give it to me again.
I'd rather be known for eating it
okay.
than actually have to eat it.
Okay. Danny, final answer.
I think I'd rather eat it.
Just one time?
Just one time.
So you actually do care what people think, huh?
Some days. It depends on who's going to be bugging you about this all the time.
Right. So, like, you don't want to be going to work every day.
Exactly.
And every single day, everyone's like, oh, here comes urine scum chick.
Yeah. If my DO, my district operator, finds out I'm doing weird shit like that, you know, what kind of promotions am I looking forward to in
but,
the future?
Okay. Now, think of it this way. David says, I'd rather be known for eating it. Think of it this way. It's a public urinal, right?
Okay.
So what if that one time you eat it, nobody sees you? Now you have hepatitis. Mm. Now you have
true.
HIV. Think of it that way.
You
would
could
you
get
rather,
that.
You very well
that's
could.
So many people.
But I'm just saying there's not only going to be that urine scum and pubes, but there's also going to be maybe some blood, maybe
yeah.
a little bit of butt hair.
That's the main reason
like,
why I chose that. I was just thinking about
no,
how bad that'd be.
Urinals are disgusting.
Awful.
I take... If I try not to dump while I'm in public.
I definitely
I try
don't.
Even not to piss while I'm in public. Shut up, Shazam. You can too. she says you cannot get hep or HIV from a urinal. You can if there's blood on it. Huh?
Huh?
That's right.
What, yeah, what if she's
on
the rag?
All you, all you
there.
Girls going
huh?
around bleeding from your fucking twats, infecting everything with AIDS. You never know. You never fucking know. So, yeah, just think of it that way. Public urinals, like I was saying, I will not sit on that until I take at least 4 wraps of fucking
oh,
toilet
least.
Paper. I wipe that shit
not
off.
Not even that.
And
set
then,
toilet paper on it and then
no,
sit on the
I don't
toilet
like,
paper.
I don't like sliding around, oh. but I'll wipe it off and then I'll pull out my fucking Clorox bleach wipes.
Because you
I'll
pack
fucking,
those.
Oh, yeah, and then I'll pull out my little fucking pocket Lysol disinfectant and I'll spray it down and then I'll wrap toilet paper 4 more times and then I'll wipe it down again and then I take out my little fucking tester and I lay it on there and if it comes back neg, then I'll sit on it. But if
cool.
not, I'll do that thing again, all over again.
And if that's no good, moving on to the next toilet.
I'm thinking of it from the point of view that you don't know. It's not just going to be urine, dried urine, and pubes. There's
thinking how bad that would be to eat. Like, that would, well, I would get sick afterwards, at least.
Do you have to chew it up, or can you just,
you're still swallowing it.
Do you roll it in a ball and just swallow it?
Your body's still absorbing it either way.
That doesn't matter. The taste is what we're thinking because we associate it with
your... But can you get a whole piece of toast rolled up and just swallow it without chewing?
Oh, I forgot.
It's a piece of toast.
I forgot about
that. Yeah, yeah. Roxy's, can you puke it up afterwards?
I would assume so. I mean,
don't know.
You're still
going to get contaminated if there's anything in there.
Yeah, and that's... But is that the main thing you're worried about? Would you rather...
Just the fact that that is disgusting, and it would probably be awful for me.
It's like that one time you have sex with a chick without a condom, and bam.
Not that I ever use
head.
A condom when I have sex with chicks, but okay.
But that's
hypothetically,
what
I guess.
Okay, right. You'd have to have sex, right? Okay. Right.
See, now I didn't think about all that. So, I mean, if I could get some weird random disease from that, then no, I'd probably rather just be known for eating
it. Okay, so if you could guarantee that it was 100% sterile, just pubes and just... dried urine, then you
well how
just,
sterile
yeah
is that?
Well, urine is clean. I'm saying, so there's no dried blood, there's no chance of getting any disease.
Yeah, you might get sick, but you'll be okay.
I don't think you'd get sick from that.
Really?
I
don't know.
I've eaten piss before.
Have you?
It's fine.
It's fine.
In the shower, I don't know if her cousin or any of you know this about her, but she's a pee freak.
Really?
She's like, hey, can I pee on you? I'm like, again? Jesus
Christ,
dude.
I
want to
piss on it.
I know. Like, in the shower, I can barely take a shower with her without getting pissed on. It's crazy. She's fucking nuts.
Don't be jealous because I have better aim than you do.
Roxy says I'd do it for the taste again. Twin says add hot sauce to it. It will kill anything.
That's true. That hot sauce is going to make me feel worse.
That's not true.
Okay, so you're going to say you would rather just take it the one time rather than be ridiculed the rest of your life being known for that.
Yeah.
See, I would...
I don't know, though. I guess it might not be as bad eating that as I would think. As long as I knew I wasn't going to get all sick and fucked forever.
Can you take the toast and add, like, some cream cheese on top of it to mask the taste? Or does it have to be just straight up fucking...
I'm guessing it's going to have to be straight up that, because that's the whole point. Like, if there's cream...
True,
that takes all the... Yeah.
Right.
If there's cream cheese on, then who gives a fuck? I can't taste it at all.
Well, I'm going to say my answer. I would just fucking take the ridiculing, for one, mainly because I give a fuck what other people say. And for two, I'd be like, prove it. You can't prove it, then shut the fuck up.
Yeah.
For three, if people kept coming up to me, all it's going to take is me shooting, like, the first three people that do that in the face, and then
no one's going to do anything.
I know. Are you just watched some dude roll up to me and be like, oh, you're the dude that fucking boom got shot in the face. Are you going to come up to me and be like, you're the dude? No, you're not.
A few, people are going to catch on. Word's going to spread around. They're going to be like, all right.
That's what I'm saying. If you talk shit to that dude, he's going to shoot you in the face.
It's like, dude, that's the dude that ate piss and pubes out of the toilet. Yeah, but if you talk to him, he'll fucking kill you.
He'll kill you. Like you said, you make an example. That's all.
Yeah. Twitch says reputations are repairable, and that's true. So, I mean, you can go all the way
like
down
I
the bottom of the barrel
awesome
and come back.
Anyway.
So,
wow, guys.
What?
Can you not interrupt her?
I can't help it sometimes.
Okay, what now? You, go.
Twid says reputations are repairable.
Right, got that.
So that's a good point. I mean,
okay, now what did you say?
It's like I said, it's not like I have much of one anyway. So
right, very good, very good.
I have a good reputation at my work, so I'm kind of trying to keep that.
See, I'm not
that
even
way.
Worried
that's
about
the,
work.
That's
not
the thing.
Even
do
about
you
it.
Do you honestly give a shit what your people at work think about?
Well,
you?
If it affected how much money I made, I might.
Oh, so you're gonna say your boss is not gonna give you a raise
because you're
a little
that
pissed.
Guy? I can't.
I'd be like,
that.
Prove it, and then I'll sue you for discrimination, and now I own the place, and now I order you to eat piss and pubes.
Well, I'm not a manager because of all this, so...
Yeah, but that's because they don't want managers being out in the front where customers are with piercings, because believe it or not, there are still some people out there that are afraid or generally don't like to have to even deal with people that have piercings because it's taboo to them, because they're still stuck in this old world kind of thinking, but pretty soon they're going to be dead and we won't have to worry about that shit, so who cares? Because okay. pretty soon, old people, hurry up and die, please.
Pretty soon, the people owning all these businesses will have piercings and tattoos.
That's right. All you old people fucked up this world enough. It's time for you to die, and time for us to fix shit. So,
and plus, I really don't think because you ate a piece of toast with piss and fucking pubes on it that your boss would really think that affects your performance at work.
That's right.
It's like, I ate it once, and that was it.
But that's what I'm saying. If you ate it once, yeah, no one would ever know.
That's true.
If you didn't, and that's where the whole prove it thing comes in. Do you have evidence beyond a reasonable doubt that I did, in fact, put pissy pubes in my mouth
from
a public urinal? No, you do not. Then go fuck yourself, and I just shot you in the face.
Yeah.
Done and done. Very good question, Hotcakes. I do look forward to hearing what Ear Candy and Stereo Radiation has to say about this question. So, this little thing before we get into some Fuck My Life. What's the time real quick?
59 minutes.
Perfect. This was sent to us by 26 through thejamhole.com/Twitter. If you direct message us, we'll get things and read them on the show. This says, Dear Neighbors, thank you for inviting us to the block party. Unfortunately, we won't be able to make it this year because apparently you guys are total fuckwads. And it has a lot of the profanity crossed out of it, so I'll try to do my best to fill in the blanks, if you will.
Okay.
Fuckwads. Does our lawn look like a toilet to you? Speaking of toilets, segue. A little late. Does it look...
Segues don't actually work when you already talked about
it.
You gotta, like, go into it afterwards.
I apologize. Yeah. I should have...
They don't work backwards.
Right, right. Does our lawn look like a toilet to you? Does it look like a habitat for dog shit?
Wait, is that a serious question? Because it's yes. It does.
Yeah, well, no, it actually looks like a junkyard with all those cars up on blocks and those Mexicans sitting on the fucking porch drinking 40s. Sorry.
My bad.
My dog must have not known the difference. We've asked nicely. We've explained. We like your dogs. Even... I don't know what the fuck that says. Even something's massive puss mutt... What?
Puss mutt? I think it says Josh.
Even Josh's massive puss mutt. But we prefer not to step in their shit each time we leave our house. I like how they crossed out shit there, but not up there.
Ha, nice, it slipped.
We thought you'd understand. Instead, the dogs continue to shit. This morning, we counted 6 new mounds of shit on the lawn outside our front door. Do you feed your dogs castor oil? We're asking again nicely. Please, keep your dogs off our lawn. If you don't, now we promise. For every piece of shit we find on our lawn, we'll dump 20 on yours.
Ooh.
You know Josh's brothers, they're in waste management. We can actually do this. That's nasty. Could you imagine rolling down to the fucking septic center and just like getting, hey, we need like 50 pounds of shit. Raw, unprocessed, human fecal matter.
It's like, actually, it's all kind of mixed up, so
right,
even better.
Just load it up in the truck, thanks. Yeah. Oh, could you imagine just
dumping...
And just
dump it right in their yard, right on their front door.
A dump, if you will. We promise we can do this. We're sorry it's come to this. We once thought we could be friends before we got to know you. We hope no one chokes on Mary's potato salad at the party this year. If there was a contest for worst garbage served at a block party, that salad would win. No offense, Mary. Joey's bean salad is almost as rancid. In fact, is that what you all feed your dogs? Have a nice day. Signed, your neighbors. It was just a note sent from some neighbor about their dogs shitting on other neighbors' lawns, apparently, and... They got invited to this block party, and they're like, no, you're fucking assholes. Your dog's shitting our lawn. Go fuck yourself. I think these are the kinds of problems that plague everyday American suburbia, where they have their lawns, but it's not fenced because the housing committee or whatever is like, no, let's not build fences because it looks bad and tacky, so... Everyone, it's just free reign, and then everyone, of course, has dogs because their wives don't have sex with them, so they have to get a dog to have
sex with. I'm pretty sure it was like that here, though. Especially when we started this last winter when we were at the office. I remember we had this one story that was local about how
there was so much
dog shit everywhere in this town.
It was in the Flathead Beacon, and it was about last summer or last spring when we started the show in February. Shortly after that, the snow all melted, and it was around that area by Sykes and all around, like, 2nd and 3rd Avenue West over on the west side there, how when all the snow melted, all of a sudden there was just all this dog shit everywhere because everyone walks their dogs in the snow, and the dogs take a dump, and it just goes into the snow, and they're like, oh, look, it just disappeared. Little did they know, once the snow melts, oh, look, all of it just magically reappeared, and now there's all this shit, and it was a huge problem because people were saying they walked to Sykes, and they couldn't walk, like, 10 feet without stepping in piles of dog shit. Because
everyone has dogs, and they're walking them around this town, and they don't pick it up, they just leave it wherever.
Yep, it's disgusting. Awful. People and their fucking kids, and people and their fucking dogs, disgusting.
And something about being in Montana, since it's more, like, backwoods and people are animal people here, so everyone has a fucking dog.
And that's fine. Keep your dogs in your fucking land. If you live in town and you're walking your dog on the streets where everyone else has to walk, clean up after that shit. Yeah, if I see your dog taking a dump and you just leave it, I'm gonna go there and I'm gonna pick up the dump and I'm gonna fucking come up behind you and I'm gonna be like, pretend you're walking the dog. I'm gonna be like, fucking dump, fucking dump in your face. I swear.
And
to Christ.
It's really no different than if you were to see a, you know, human shit there. I mean, could you imagine the seeing?
I know
a dude everywhere.
That's what I'm gonna do. Thank you for that. If just I like, see your dog take a shit and you fucking leave, I'm gonna take a shit and I'm gonna come up behind you and I'm gonna fucking shit and I'm gonna be like, yo, you just got shit in your face and that's my shit.
So or just go shit. If you're gonna let your dog just shit anywhere, I'm gonna go to your house and I'm gonna shit right there wherever
that's,
I want.
If you,
and not pick it up because that's what you do.
If you want to have disgusting fucking pets like that that eat and shit and drool
everywhere
and bark for no good fucking reason, and you want to drive around with them on your fucking dick in your little
and
fucking
the back of
Geo,
your fucking truck,
then clean up after them. And if
that's
you don't,
it.
I'm gonna throw shit on your face.
If you're gonna own these stupid fucking
done
gross
and
annoying
done
animals, just pick up their shit.
That's right.
That's all.
That's all. Do you shit in a toilet and flush it, or do you just go shit outside?
Right.
Be fucking civilized, you fucking animals.
Jesus.
We live in a city full of fucking animals.
We do. I'm surprised they aren't shitting on this road.
I am
like
surprised.
Dogs.
I'm surprised we've come that far in civilization because some of the stories we read, you wouldn't think that.
No.
You'd be like, oh, yeah, people shit in the streets
right
all the time.
They're like, oh, I'm just walking my dog. I noticed it taking shit. Oh, I got shit, too. I'll just
that's
fucking
par,
go right there.
That's par for the fucking course. That's just how people are. But no, actually, there are some of us, believe it or not, that are a little more civilized than that.
Yeah.
So did I tell you what happened today?
No, you didn't yet.
Today I was swimming in the ocean with my best friend, and a giant wave came and knocked off the bottom of my bikini. That has ever happened to you? Have you ever been in the ocean?
A couple times, yes. Yeah.
When I was surfing, when I learned how to surf in Florida after I got kicked out of Full Sail, fuck you, Full Sail school, piece of shit.
Fuck you.
I was a little bigger then, but I had these shorts that were a little bit bigger than I was, and I had them tied and shit, but they still weren't on that good. Mm-hmm. And I remember a couple times just getting rolled by a fucking wave, like, I didn't dive under it quick enough, and I just got fucking knocked over. Surfboard goes up, and I'm like, please don't hit me in
your shorts.
Head. Yeah, and then shorts are floating, and I'm like, over here, I'm like,
and you're like, hey, those look
shit
like my shorts.
And then another wave comes, and the shorts go up on shore, and you're still out there with your fucking dick and balls just kind of chilling
it's
out.
Like, someone tossed me those
you're
shorts.
You're like, okay, well, I'm going to just keep on surfing, so you guys can toss those back.
Enjoy.
My friend told me that she would go get another bottom so I could walk onto the very crowded beach. Biatch. She left me for half an hour, of course, laughing from the shore with her entire family. Fuck my life.
What a snatch.
Today, I was sifting through my parents' old home movies. Yes, what a snatch indeed. Fucking snatches.
I wonder if she had a camera and was taking pictures.
No, you know somebody on the fucking beach was. nowadays, man. Everyone's
or at least
got
someone caught it and pulled out their cell phone or camera
and
or whatever.
Was like, "Oh, this is totally going on YouTube. Oh my god, we don't MySpace."
Yeah.
Today I was sifting through my parents' old home movies. Do you ever watch that show, Home Movies?
Yes,
Adult
good
Swim,
show.
Red and Small. Mm-hmm. Love that show. I love Coach McGurk.
Oh my god!
You remember when he was he tried doing stand up.
Really?
Yeah, he got up there in his, like, referee thing and a fucking soccer ball, and he's like, that's my thing. I'm the fucking coach. I'm Coach McGurk.
I hate that show.
What?
Really?
I can't. It's the style. Again, it's the
just animation.
She has a hard time with shows that are drawn a certain way. Mm. Like, the animation
I used
of it.
To,
if it looks like a third grader could do it, I have no fucking
that's what's so great about some of those shows. Like, she fucking hated 12 Ounce Mouse.
Yeah, that's
because
awesome.
Of how it was drawn. Like, the show itself was brilliant, but because
I don't like that. I don't know. I like it because it's maybe it is not like the most amazing art, but it's totally different.
Yeah, it does, and it does look like a third grader did.
Yeah, it did, but it looks
to show you
it's kind of cool.
If you have a good enough story, like, you can animate whatever the fuck. It doesn't matter.
Well, I don't know, and if the animation was good, it would just I don't know, be a different show, I guess. I kind of like it. Like,
I don't know, a whole movies. It just it just looks itchy. Did you know? The whole thing looks
the
itchy.
The animation, the borders around the characters are very
they're uneven.
Look,
they're
it's kind of like Ed, Edd n Eddy.
No, I do like Ed, Edd n Eddy.
Same kind of animation.
No,
same exact cell shading and everything. Same exact thing.
No, because
guarantee it. It's that same glitchy, outliney kind of thing.
Yeah,
Ed, Edd n Eddy. They have their clothes are separate from their bodies, and they have fingers that look right and stuff
it's
like that.
It's a cartoon. He's green for fuck's sake. Double D looks like a fucking Frankenstein. Is that okay?
Hey, that's Ed.
Sorry. Fuck me.
So, do you like Tim and Eric Awesome Show?
She does so much now. It was really crappy when it first came out. I didn't like it, but it's okay now.
I thought it was brilliant.
Really?
I love that show. Yeah. I just like them to begin with because I like Tom Goes to the Mayor.
Yeah.
You didn't like that because
the because of the anime. I knew I was going to say that one too.
I love that shit.
Again.
I don't know. There's just certain things I like and don't.
Have you seen C-Lab? That's got kind of whatever animation, but it's fucking
hilarious. C-Lab 2020 or whatever?
2021.
Yeah, 2021.
Actually, it's 2021.
2021, actually.
Some episodes are funny.
Actually, it's 2021.
2020 was the first season.
Yeah.
Got it.
Whatever.
And it sucks.
Okay,
anyway.
So that has nothing to do with this. I was sifting through my parents' old home movies, right?
That's what happened.
I put in one.
That's where we were.
I put in one. And was horrified to see my parents
having sex.
It was a homemade
porno.
I immediately ejaculated. Ejected the tape.
Right.
And then I ejaculated my tape. Right. Ejected the tape and looked at the label. It said Bermuda, 1989. They've told me I was conceived in Bermuda around that time.
Oh.
I've just seen my own conception.
Yes.
Of my life.
My God.
Yes.
Brilliant.
What was that, their honeymoon or something?
Possibly.
That honey, is great. You want to see how you were conceived? Watch
it's like
this.
We got it on tape.
They're like, here's the trip when we went to the abortion clinic when your mother thought she wanted an abortion.
And changed her mind.
Should have followed through with that one.
See, you almost died once.
That's right. Today my phone rang while I was home alone.
Two.
Three. Kevin! I hate that.
I hate
when
that
I
movie.
Yes.
All of them.
Yes.
Fuck.
When I picked up, all I could hear was heavy breathing.
Okay. You guys are creepy.
You want to spread them? Fucking spread them.
Spread them for me.
Are you guys okay?
I'll spread the twine. I'm jerking it so hard. You want to spread the fucking twine?
I'll wait while you guys butt fuck if that's cool.
Really?
You guys go ahead.
Trader spots.
You guys want to butt fuck because I'll totally move.
Can I fuck my life while I'm butt fucking you?
Shazam says, should I be getting turned on?
Absolutely.
Yes,
no.
You should.
Absolutely.
You should have cam at least three times, because I already did.
Oh, speaking of Shazam, can we read a Craigslist real quick?
Is it hers?
Maybe. can you send that to thejamhole.com/feedback? I don't have it, like, right in front of me, but I would like to read it.
Yeah, send that real quick.
Will you keep an eye on that?
I'll watch that.
So, where was I? Oh, right. Heavy breathing. Convinced it was one of my friends playing a joke, I said loudly, "Get off the phone, you fucker, and don't call back." It turned out it was my grandma. She had been having a stroke.
Oh my god!
Yes!
Yes! I wonder if she died.
Call 911, you fucking stupid old lady.
She's like, It's
like, what the
fuck?
Get off the phone, you fucker! Don't ever call!
No, what she should have done was called 911.
Whoa. Just call 911.
Call 91.
We're in a hurry. 91.
I couldn't finish it.
Jesus Christ.
No, call 911 because when they hear heavy breathing and you just hang up, they'll actually come to your house anyway.
Right, but she wasn't at her house.
Grandma, wherever she was.
Like, hey, Grandma, medic alert much?
Yeah.
Like, why would you call your
help,
fucking...
Help, I've fallen I can't get up.
Well, that's nice, that. Grandma, but considering we're like four states away, I don't know what the fuck you want. Hey, could you get my name back in that will? No? Go fuck yourself. Click.
Bye.
And don't ever call back. Click.
You got that life insurance yet? No, I'll fuck you.
No, because I sure did. Click.
Jeez.
Call me when you're dead.
Yeah. Oh, wait. You'll be dead.
Today's my 16th birthday. This can't end well.
No.
Thinking that my parents would be out of town for it like they had every other year, I decided it would be fun to tan nude in my backyard. Cue the heavy breathing.
Oh, fuck. Oh,
that's right. Apparently, my parents set up a surprise party for my sweet 16.
Yes.
I was standing naked in front of half my school. Fuck my life.
Oh, it sucks.
Okay, let's read a little fucking... Hold on.
Craigslist?
Hold on. Refreshing and...
Did she email it?
Wait, where did you send it?
It's
no,
totally...
thejaml.com/feedback, please.
Yes.
I don't have my email. Hold on.
And this automatically refreshes for
Hold
me.
On. I'm
Fuck,
fucking...
she did. God damn
it. Hold on. I got it right here.
All right.
Pulling up my fucking email. Good thing we have internet.
Good thing.
Okay, this is a little Craigslist ad for anybody in San Francisco.
Hey.
Taking applications. W4M35. You're 35? Damn. She looks good for 35. Can you heavy breathe while I read this?
Sure.
Okay, ready?
Yeah.
And go. I want to suck and fuck a guy with a huge cock. Can you rub my cock while I do this? Okay, hold on. You rub cock? Okay, you heavy breathing?
Okay.
Okay, and go. No, like the actual cock.
Where is it? Fuck.
Hold on. Hold on. God damn it. Hold on.
Jesus. No. None of that.
Okay.
Fuck.
And this out?
Got it. Okay, hand down the hand. Okay. Oh, that's the cock. Okay.
There we go.
Heavy breathing? And go. I want to suck and fuck. Not the balls. Okay. I want to suck and fuck a guy with a huge cock.
Oh, yeah.
I want him to pound my pussy.
Oh, pound that pussy.
Fuck my throat.
Fuck
and plow my ass.
Come on, just plow.
I want his cock to be big.
Oh, huge.
I like... Okay, take that. Okay, thank you.
Jesus Christ.
Can I smell it?
Woo!
Oh, my God.
That
getting
was
sweaty
quick.
Down here.
God.
Oh,
all right, that's enough heavy breathing
okay,
for all
God.
Of us, I think. Just
I
go ahead.
I want his cock to be big. I like uncut cocks. What's that mean?
That means they weren't circumcised.
Like, no emo cocks?
Right. No cutters.
No emo cocks, bears to the front. But I'm happy to work with whatever, with those who are foreskin deficient as well. Please respond with no less than 3 photos, one each of your face, your dick, soft, and your dick hard, and a little something about yourself, whatever you think I should know, not that I really give a fuck.
I have AIDS.
Bonus parts like that.
Right.
Right.
You perhaps. Should mention that.
AIDS to the front.
Actually, to
no,
the back.
No, AIDS to the back.
Right.
Bears
That's
to the front. Right. Bonus points for smart and or funny. That is...
Wow.
Have you gotten any replies from that yet? Because that is... That's brilliant. If I was in Montana...
She said, I just fucked one of the respondents tonight.
Was it large and uncut?
Well, I would imagine she's not
well,
going to go back.
She said, but she said she'd work with whatever.
Right,
so that's
true.
Why I was just...
That's a good point.
Wow. That is amazing. You know, I'm glad
she says I actually didn't see it.
Did you feel it?
Well, what?
Did he even have sex with you?
Did he have one? How do you not see it?
Yes.
I don't understand.
Especially if you wanted a big one. You should definitely see it.
It's like, I would feel it out first and make sure everything's there. Balls? Okay, where's your balls, sir?
Sir, that's a strap on. Balls?
That's not a that's not a man. That's not. That's a woman. You tried to trick me, bitch.
Well, I guess, anyway, since you're here, I guess.
Today I was out. Thank you, Shazam, by the way. Today I was out on a date with a guy. Also, if you guys want to see what she looks like with a jam hole shirt on with little titties hanging out, it's on the show notes.
Little titties, they're pretty big.
Oh, well, right. I was being cute.
Okay.
But yeah, jamhole.com/pics. There's an album in there that says jam hole shirt, something like that. I don't fucking know. Never mind.
don't even look, actually.
Forget it. Actually, there's no picture gallery at jamhole.com/pics.
No.
Forget it.
That doesn't exist.
Right.
Right.
Today I was out on a date with a guy. His hot coworker came to have a beer with us. And I knew my best friend would think he was gorgeous. I wanted to take a picture of him without knowing, so I tried to hold up my phone and pretend to be texting. The flash went off. Fuck my life.
Fucking retarded.
Very incog.
Wow.
Very.
Very, yeah.
Today I had a meeting with my super hot TA, tits and ass.
Mm.
Hey, can you set up that 9 o'clock with my tits and ass?
Oh, I'll get right on that, sir.
When I got to her office, she complimented me for being early, to which I thoughtfully replied, oh, I usually come early.
Oh.
She laughed, fuck my life.
That's sad, actually.
That is sad.
Because it's kind of a problem.
I mean, I fuck quickly. No, I mean, would you like a cup of fuck?
I mean,
coffee.
Fuck.
Tits.
Fuck it.
Pit.
Ass.
Ass. Come on. I want to eat your twat. No, fuck. Did I get the job? Today, my
boyfriend. Wait, who are you again?
Pardon?
What?
Today, my boyfriend and I decided to have sex at his house. Oh.
Ooh. Parents home.
Bow, wow. Yeah, if you and your boyfriend have sex and he never brings you home, you're probably not his only girlfriend.
Probably
not. Just want to throw that out there. When we got there, he checked his mailbox first and noticed that his Wii game arrived. He sent me home so he can play. Fuck my life.
Oh, that sucks.
Okay, guys.
No, you need to get her to play with your Wii while you play the Wii.
My Wii while I play Wii.
Yeah.
And then we'll Wii together.
And then we will fuck
and then
after
we
that.
Will. Right.
Yeah, and then wow. We can play Wii together.
I've never gotten blown off for a video game.
Well,
I'm
hold
sorry.
On now. This might not just be any fucking video game.
True, what?
Was this back when Super Smash Bros. Brawl first came out?
It's possible.
Later, dude.
Because that game was awesome.
That game
was
fucking awesome.
It's fucking awesome.
Fucking awesome.
Oh my god.
Have you
wow.
Oh, you don't even know, dude. Fucking Kirby just, oh.
I played that for the first time when we
game.
Partied with your brother that
yes,
one night.
Yes, up at our mom's house.
Yeah, when they were out of town.
Yes.
Hi, Mom, by the way.
Hi, Mom.
We partied at your house when you were gone.
Oh, man, I've tripped shrooms in that house so many fucking times.
Nice.
Some while she was there, some while not. I'm really glad I never had to face her while I was tripping, because that would have sucked.
I've had to face some people I'd like to avoid tripping.
I've had to face the mirror while tripping, and that is not fun.
That's fun
sometimes. But not for, like, hours.
Yeah, no.
But that's what I'm saying. Like, is that just a dig on the chick? Like, do you just suck at sex that he would rather play this new Wii game? Or is it just a really fucking awesome Wii game and, you know, like, I can have sex whenever, but the Wii... I mean, come on, it's the Wii? It's
right.
The Nintendo
Well,
Wii.
Who are we kidding? She's probably not going to fuck him anyway.
Well, right. If she does, it's going to be, you know, yeah.
And he always comes early anyway,
I know, it's
so.
Not like you can start fucking your chick and then be like, okay, I'm going to save my game here, go do something else, and then resume where you left off. If you start fucking your chick and you leave, you got to actually start at the beginning of all that.
Yeah.
Today... I found an old dress in my house, laying around. I'm
Slaying
a dude.
Around, whatever.
No big deal.
Yeah, it's just an old dress, and I used to be a transvestite.
I decide to dye it green to wear out on St. Patrick's Day. Stupid fucking holiday.
Fuck.
We're all Irish. Come on, guys!
When you were in school, was there ever the thing, oh, you get pinched if you're not
oh,
wearing
green. I punch you in the face, I swear to Christ, on St. Patty's Day, if I'm working and I deliver water, and anyone tries to fucking pinch me, I will punch you in the
Wait,
face.
Wait, do people actually still... I was talking about
know.
When I was in school. That
I
was the
know.
Only time that
I
would
fucking
happen. I was hoping people grew up since then.
It's such a dumb holiday. Like, oh, let's honor this fucking saint, and we'll all get wasted. And then everyone's things like, oh, we're all Irish. Everyone's Irish on St. Patty. No, you're not. Go fuck yourself.
Right.
I hate it. It's
and
so
then
dumb.
Next
if
day,
you wanna,
you're hungover, and
you
go to work.
If you want to get drunk, just get drunk. Don't be like, oh, it's St. Patty's Day. Let's get really drunk and drink green stuff. Like, cool, guys. Adult. Like, okay, if you have kids, make them green fucking cupcakes and send their asses to school. But if you're fucking adult and you're like, ah, St. Patty's Day, just
Woo!
Fucking die. Go drink and drive and die. I have no fucking respect for
yeah,
that
if
kind
you
of shit,
drink
all.
Every night, pretty much, you can't
yeah,
drink on a holiday and use the excuse, well, it's a holiday.
Yeah, it's like, well...
No, you do it every fucking day.
If it wasn't
day.
A holiday, you'd, no, but everyone's Irish on St. Patrick's Day. No, they're not, and you're a fucking idiot if you
you're
say
an alcoholic,
that.
Too.
I swear to God, the next person that says that is getting a punch in the face.
Well, it'll
unless,
be a while.
Unless you're a ginger kid, because generally they tend to be Irish.
Right.
And not you.
Wait.
What did you say to me about St. Patty's Day?
I like it.
Why?
I'm Irish.
No, everyone's Irish.
Bro, I'm Irish too.
Yeah,
fuck.
Fucking
hey. Matt's Irish.
Hey, on St. Heroin's Day, can we all just shoot up heroin? Because,
fucking
hey, we're all fucking heroin. Ugh.
We all do heroin on St. Heroin's
so
Day.
Just, praise the saints, right?
Yes.
The saints come
Praise
marching
them.
In, and when they leave, they just kind of go stumbling out.
Right, and then they come back next year.
Right. So, right, St. Patrick's Day, dress, dyed it green. Turns out, it was my grandmother's wedding dress that my sister was actually planning to wear for her wedding. Fuck my life.
Not anymore.
There you go, St. Patrick. Way to have her six.
That's fine. The dress is nice. Actually, it's more fitting, because who are we kidding? She's probably not going to be a virgin when she gets married.
I know.
And you're only supposed to wear white unless you are a virgin.
Who are we
so.
Kidding? The wedding's going to get canceled anyway.
Yeah. you're going to get divorced.
You're not fooling anyone, honey.
No, who are we kidding?
Today I fell asleep in history class. Of course, I was dreaming about my history teacher. Of course. When I woke up, everyone stared at my rather weirdly, at me, excuse me, rather weirdly, and the teacher was not there. Turns out I was moaning my history teacher's name through my sleep.
Yes.
Fuck my life.
God.
I'm glad I don't do weird shit like that.
How do you know? Maybe
see, I talk in my sleep.
Because that's
dude.
Never. I've probably been at sleep at school longer than I've been there awake. So
yeah.
I would have found out if I would have talked in my sleep.
So you've spent quite a few nights here with me. Do I have any weird tics like that in my sleep? Because I notice as you're falling asleep, you twitch like you're having a fucking seizure. Like, we'll be laying there and our legs will kind of be like wrapped around. And all of a sudden she's like doing this. So I'm like. Are you cool? Like,
I
don't know.
Start dreaming, I think.
She's like a little dog, like.
Kinda. I'm so used to sleeping by myself by now that, like, I just kind of do whatever I want. So.
The first few nights we slept together, like, actually slept and shit, I swear to God, I heard her calling out orders in her sleep from, like,
yeah.
I got a floor rack up! Where's my runner? Come on! So ridiculous.
Food, anyway,
I'm
no.
just like, are you serious? Because I'm getting,
no, you,
I'm kind of getting hungry here.
Yeah. You said something about that like last week. You're like, you talk in your sleep.
Yeah,
you were talking about work. And if I have a crappy day or something, if I've been doing it too much, like if I overwork myself, I will talk in my sleep about work.
So do but I do anything like that?
You just kind of
snore
you twitch.
Like a horse.
Apparently, you grab her head and shove it down towards your
that
dick.
Too.
We talked.
He
about
hasn't
that
done
already.
That since we talked about.
Yeah,
it,
I haven't
so
done
cool.
that since she actually started giving me blowjobs on a regular basis.
I wonder why that is.
Because I asked her nicely too, and I said, "Honey, if you loved me, you would."
Well, no. See,
she's
now,
like,
damn
it.
That's
you
not what I meant.
Found the loophole. Damn it.
Subconsciously,
whoa.
You're not reaching out to get a blowjob in your sleep because she just gives them to you now.
I know.
So you don't have to do
See?
That.
Problem solved.
See,
we're solving problems.
No,
problem
in your
solvers.
Sleep, what you do is you twitch pretty good too.
Do I?
And you snore like a fucking freight train.
Really?
Well, like it starts out like,
maybe
and then
I've...
it gets to.
I have heard you snore pretty loud when I stayed over here.
Thank you.
You just you don't always snore. It's just kind of on and off kind of thing.
Like if you're on your back and I put my head on, you know, your chest or whatever,
or you're laying on your back and she puts the pillow over your face. You kind of snore
Tilly
a little.
Stops moving.
Then the snoring turns into, oh my god, what are you doing?
She just like smothers me with her twat. Just you gotta make a seal. So
it's like a face hugger. You remember
like
that?
The alien.
Yeah, what?
Wake up,
Puppet Masters.
Yeah.
Yes.
Like, honey, I just had the weirdest dream. I was in a fish dispensary. Weird.
Yeah.
Oh, today I texted my college boyfriend to tell him how terrible I felt about cheating. He replied saying he was so relieved because he had been cheating on me with a girl in his dorm. I was actually talking about my meth exam. Fuck my life.
Oh, wow. She should have elaborated on that.
Right, honey.
Things you don't want to know.
Honey, I feel terrible. I've been cheating. Wow, me too.
I'm glad to get that. Oh. Wait,
it was
what?
Your sister, honey. Oh, it was my math exam, honey. You motherfucker. Jesus. A few more here. Today, I went to a party, and the cops came to bust it up. I jumped out the window of a second-story house in order to avoid getting arrested, of course.
Of course.
I broke my leg in three places and got a conclusion.
A concussion.
Right.
Got it.
There was no L in that.
Sorry, the I look like an L.
Okay.
Get fucked.
Sorry.
The cops let everyone go with a warning. Fuck my life.
Of course.
I have a broken leg. You ever had to do anything like that?
No. Really? I've never ran from cops.
I've done that once.
Actually, I have run from cops, but it was a long time ago, and it was like, I don't know, no big deal, really.
I'm just
fucking around.
It wasn't from cops, but I remember this one time we were at this party. It was me and my friend Bob, the kid I made the Product hip-hop album with a long time ago. And we're in the upstairs of this two-story house, and there's a window, and there's a bed window, and then there's like an overhang, and then bushes. And, like, there were a bunch of kids there, and some shit started getting kind of rowdy, and there was a couple of kids there that were drunk, and all of a sudden, a kid that was in the room we're in pulls out a little revolver gun, and he's drunk, and he's, like, starting to just fucking point it all around. And I looked at Bob, and Bob looked at me, and we fucking bailed out that window.
Oh, for sure.
Like, I was, like, 17 maybe, so I didn't really know, like, is this, like, are we cool here or what?
Well, it's just not, I wouldn't be so much worried about him just shooting someone. I mean, because
well,
he was mad, but because he's drunk, he
that
might,
he
on
was
accident.
Drunk, and we weren't all on the best of terms. Like, me and Bob were, like, best friends, and we didn't really care for this kid. He didn't really like us. We weren't the ones he was arguing with, but because he was drunk and he was just doing that.
Well, regardless of who it was, if someone was drunk as fuck, just playing with a gun that was loaded, I would be like, I'm out of here, dude.
That, and, like, Bob was, he's, like, a year or two older than me, so he was, like, I kind of looked up to him,
and
like, I saw the look on his face, and he was like, dude.
Giving you the nod.
So, yeah, like, the window was open because people were smoking and shit, and, like, Bob bailed out, hit the overhang into the bushes, and I was, like, right behind him, and me and him, like, ran down the block. Like, we did not fucking stop, and then, like, 3 minutes later, all these cops cars start coming down. We were like, whoa, dude, that was fucking close. Today, I spent a solid 4 hours taking a dump. No. 4 hours.
Masturbating.
And over $100 preparing a nice, fancy dump for my new girlfriend. No. Meal. Food. For my new girlfriend. Honey, 4 hours. Over $100. You better eat this shit. A delicious 3-pound rack of discipline.
Rack of
discipline. Shitty chicken. Shitty beef. A delicious 3-pound rack of ribs with a... I can't even say that.
With a sweet and sour... Come on.
A delicious 3-pound rack of ribs with a sweet and sour marinade. Stream broccoli and melted cheese. Homemade buttermilk biscuits. I serve the meal. She actually doesn't eat beef, but she sure likes a bone. Fuck my life. Last one for tonight, episode 167 here. Right. Today, I jokingly, keep in mind,
I'm just joking,
it's a comedy
bro.
Podcast. We are just making jokes. I jokingly had sexual conversation via text message.
Jokingly.
A sex message, if you will.
If you will.
With a good guy friend. Huh? No gay stuff, bears.
To the front.
Sex message. He was pretending to be a stranger and was fishing for compliments and asked to have a foursome. Ooh. Four dicks. Three assholes. Two bad.
Wow.
Turns out my friend lost his phone and I spent 2 hours talking to a random pervert about what lingerie I was wearing.
Right, he wasn't actually pretending to be a stranger. He really was.
Right,
yeah.
Fuck my life.
Oh, okay.
Amazing. Oh, what's the time, please?
Hour 33 minutes.
Should we do some confessions?
Fucking A.
Forgive me, Father, for I have sinned.
I don't know if I can forgive you this time.
Well, if anybody else has... If anyone listening live right now has anything to confess, 406-204-4687.
Please.
Let our resident Father absolve your sins. Father?
Yes?
I wish time would stop.
I can help you with that.
Hero?
Hero? Well, I'm God. I can do whatever the fuck I want.
Even just for a little bit, just so I can stop and smell the roses for once.
Don't worry. The roses died a long time ago.
A long time.
There's nothing left to smell.
Oh, my God. Father, I know exactly what will happen. I should stop it. We're going to fall deeper into each other's void, if you will.
Well, your vagina's kind of a void after all these years of weekend, so... Yeah, that's what I meant by falling in.
Then we'll officially call each other boyfriend. Then your ex-boyfriend will see that you're happy with me. Come out of nowhere and reclaim you. And you won't stop it. Nay, because you love him more than you'll ever love me. Less than how attached I'll be to you.
Excuse me?
Less than I'll love you. I'll get hurt and I'll cry. I know exactly what will happen. I can stop it, but I feel that the happiness that I'd have before he'd reclaim you would be worth the tears after you'd leave. I feel that I'd be willing to go through this just so I can experience some happiness with you. Just so I can experience some happiness. I know exactly what will happen, and I won't stop it. Stop it, Father.
Stop.
I won't.
I won't.
Wow.
We talked for a while. Nothing happened. You kissed me once. Only once.
Just once.
I stopped talking completely to you because I was tired of being the man in the relationship. Why can't I wear the dress? Why can't I wear the panties and bras? Why
can't I get
fucked in the ass like the bitch?
Are you a man?
Yes.
That's why.
But I'm tired of it! I was tired of you only talking to me when you wanted to blame.
You know, there is a way you can fix that. You can get surgery.
Thank you. You blame all this on me, jokingly, or are you?
Dun, dun, no, I'm dun. Joking.
We started to talk, kinda, again, and then I started talking to your best friend. I guess this made you mad, ..
Jealousy?
Because I try so hard now to get your attention, and you won't even look at me. I try to catch you staring. What?
It's because you're kind of a bitch.
Well, I am. I try to catch you staring, but your attention is always on something else. I want you, not your best friend. He's a douche. You're a douche, but not as big of a douche as your best friend is a douche. Although, your best friend actually acts like he cares. Sad.
Tear.
Wow. Sad. Frowny face.
I can't do anything right, Father. I always feel like I fail my parents and my friends and myself.
Yourself most of all.
Most of all. You know why that is?
Why is that?
Because I'm a failure! Sometimes I wish that I would just die, because then everything would just stop. Hammer time.
Oh my god.
I wouldn't have to worry about the next test or the next phase in life. I can't get out of this bullshit. A lot of suicidal thoughts
there is,
tonight.
And that's fine, hey, because just fucking do it.
Just end it, guys. You don't
it's
have
gonna
to
It's going
to
be over
live.
Soon
hey,
anyway.
We'll continue on where you left off, but we'll do it better.
Right.
Because you suck.
Oh, plus, who are we kidding? None of us have that much longer left, probably.
Hey, 2012, son.
Not
2012.
Even that. I'm just thinking, you know, we'll probably end up killing ourselves one way or another.
Father, I've had a huge birthmark all across my back for my whole life, and no one ever thought to tell me about it. I just found out about it today, and I'm 17! 17 years with this monkey on my back I call a birthmark. You motherfucks. You motherfucks! You saw this on my back! And you never fucking told me about it?
I didn't think it was important. I don't know.
I thought you
it's
had a mirror.
Fine. What?
I thought you had a mirror.
In my back, I have a knife. Thanks, guys.
Oh, that was there before.
Yeah, from my parents. My mom even confirmed it's always been there. I had to find out myself. You know what that's like?
I don't understand.
Being a child in today's day and age, you know what that's like?
No, I don't.
Jesus does, look.
He's oh, not, no, he yes. Doesn't.
I wonder if no, that's a man or a woman, because a woman, you know how they always do the, like, you know, turn around and check out their ass and stuff. You figured she'd see that, right?
Eventually.
Yeah.
Maybe she's 17. Never looked at her ass. How big is this girl?
I need, like, 3 mirrors.
Yeah.
Tonight I left, and you didn't stop me.
It's because you wanted to leave. Sorry.
You told me you didn't want to hold back, but you wanted me to
Don't
stay.
Hold back.
I wanted you to say, stay with me, but you didn't, and now I'm gone. I'm out.
Forever.
I'm out like Busta Douglas. I'm gone. I'm hurt. Was I not worth it to you? Was I not worth fighting for, Father?
Don't ask questions you don't want answers.
I'm daydreaming of you, driving real fast to the airport, stopping me. And then I open my eyes, and you know what? You're not there. Was I not worth it? No.
Do you want me to answer that?
Yes.
No, you weren't.
Sorry. Couple more. I know, Father, I know that none of you can ever truly hug me. But virtual hugs, they still do something, you know?
Just Dude, I was over the virtual hugs.
Hey, just virtual hug me.
Ago.
I ask for virtual hugs, and what do? You take them away. You negative virtual hug me. You know what that's like? Getting negative hugged from people I don't even know?
No, because I have a life, and I don't give a fuck.
I like reading all of your confessions, Father. A lot of it is what I'm feeling. It makes me feel a little less lonely. P.S. I just had this elaborate post written, and it was deleted. Made me a sad panda. I had some potent things written within those there words.
And them there words
oh
in there.
Yeah.
Last one. This isn't even a confession. Wow, group hug mods must be on a power trip tonight. Someone can't confess about a lollipop without it being deleted. I'm sorry my confession was of an upbeat nature and not a suicide plea. Ellipsis. Yeah, it's called Anonymous Confessions, not Anonymous Bullshit Lollipop
right.
Happy Fun Time.
Not Anonymous Comments.
Right. Yeah.
That was a comment, not a confession.
More suicide, please. Less bullshit lollipop
right.
story.
Less, actually, I'm just posting on here because everything's awesome and, yeah, my life is great.
Fantastic.
It's like cool. I don't give a fuck.
All right. You ready to do some news here? Episode 167. Do some
do
news.
It.
Play some voicemails
some
and
news.
We'll take it home. Call it in the air, please.
Heads.
Fuck. It is not heads.
Of course,
loser.
I won. I won last time.
You get nothing.
I thought you were gonna go on a streak for a minute.
No.
Do you want to try again?
Sure. Heads.
It is not heads again.
Come on.
Wanna go for 2 out of 3?
Yeah, 2 out of 3.
Call it again.
All right, heads. Well, I guess I already lost.
Call
twice,
it again.
So I'm just staying with the same one.
Wow. It is not heads. You this suck.
All right, it has nothing to do with me. Chance sucks. What that coin comes out has nothing to do with my choice.
Heads!
Now it's heads, of course, because it don't matter now.
You just suck at playing this game.
How can I suck
you
at
You suck at coin flipping. You suck at heads or tails.
And I'm not even the one flipping the goddamn coin.
I know,
coin.
You fucking suck. You suck right to your face. All right, this one was sent in to us by 26. Appreciate it very much. This one is called... Are you even ready for this?
Yeah.
This is how awesome 2009 is. This is how great people are.
Is it as awesome as my story?
Human beings, Brayden. Human beings. You think, hey, how can humans treat other humans like this? Never will it happen to my children. Never.
Because I won't have any.
This one is called Babysitters Accused of Taping Sex with...
Children.
Children.
Children. Children. Children. Children.
This one comes out of Vetersburg, IND. Is that Indiana?
We'll
just
I think
say so.
So.
A couple who ran a babysitting service out of their home videotaped themselves performing sex acts with children, some as young as 2 months old.
Jesus.
Police said.
Wow. I was thinking 2 years.
Yeah.
2 months.
What the fuck.
What the hell
what
can you
do with
how can
a
you
month
fuck
old?
Something that's 2 months
I
old?
I believe when you're talking about, now, this is all hearsay, hypothetical, but when you're talking about, like, anything under a year old, I believe it's a female, and she's actually using the infant as a dildo. That's just what I think.
I mean,
what else could you do?
I don't know.
Well, you know,
you
how babies
fuck it
suck
and it's
thumbs?
Dead.
Yeah,
you fuck
seriously.
It and it's dead.
If any one of us fucked a 2-month-old baby, it would be dead. Like,
you put it on your
be
dick,
ripped
it's
in half.
Dead.
Yeah, it's gonna
like,
get ripped in
you
half.
You can't do anything to a 2-month-old except for change its fucking diaper
or kill it
and let it sleep. Like,
yeah.
There's nothing else you can do with that thing that's not gonna fucking kill it. Like,
they're,
really?
They're very delicate.
Very. So small.
That's so small.
Stephen E. Quick. 31, Nestle Quick, and Samantha Light, 25, both of Vetersburg in Western Indiana, I was correct, thank you, were being held on $100,000 James Bond in Fountain County Jail. Both face preliminary charges of child molestation and child exploitation. Jail staff did not know whether either one had an attorney.
Probably not.
Middle of Indiana, you're 25, 31, having sex with 2-month-olds.
And filming it?
I'm going to guess probably not.
Yeah, I think you're on the safe side.
Probably not.
Probably.
Wow, that blows my mind. Like, I cannot imagine. Like,
well, what's even more sad?
17-year-old, but like, yeah. 2 months?
I don't know. I think what's more sad than this guy actually fucking and filming 2-month-olds is that there's actually a market for that.
For the film itself.
For the film that he's making, because he wouldn't be making a film if there was no market.
Just like our anti-abortion sign said, help stop child porn. Support your local abortion clinic.
Mm-hmm.
See,
hey,
if
God
people,
killed his son. Why can't we?
Why can't we? If
why
people would have, if people stopped having kids for like 5 or 10 years, there would be no more kids for these weirdos to have sex with. See, two birds, one stone. You get rid of overpopulation, and you get rid of the pedophilia problem. Done and done. Police who searched the couple's home found a videotape depicting sex acts involving Quick and Light, and at least 4 different children between the ages of 2 months and 6 years old. Quote, in 15 years of doing this job, what is it? The worst thing
I've ever seen?
We've ever seen.
Ever?
Or imagined. I've never even imagined anything that awful.
Wow. I've imagined some pretty awful things.
I've imagined some fucked up junk.
I've imagined some things so bad that I don't think we'll ever have a story about it.
That's
probably
amazing.
That is pretty,
Some growth things. Police searched the couple's home after the parents of a 3-year-old girl reported that she told them Quick and Light. That's awesome. Yeah. Had touched her inappropriately and photographed her at their home on February 28th. The 3-year-old girl has to be like, hey, Mom, remember that babysitter you left us with the other night?
Show me on the bear where he touched you.
When you went out hoeing, he touched me here, right here, right here, and right here. And he took pictures of it. Perv.
Actually, he filmed it.
So much for the babysitters club, huh?
Seriously.
Fuck. Deputy sees several computers, cameras, a video camera, pornographic materials, drugs, and drug paraphernalia.
Well, of course.
Several sex toys that appeared in the video were seized during a second search. Quick and Light were arrested March 5th. Neither has a criminal history. Authorities have removed the couple's daughter from their home. And that's it for that story.
That's beautiful.
What would have to happen to your life where you're like, you know what I'm going to do tonight?
What's that?
I think I'm going to have sex with a 2-month-old. You know, I've tried having sex with women older than me. I've tried having sex with women my own age.
You know, I don't even think it's like that.
What do you think it's like?
I think
how does that happen?
No, I don't know, but I think... It's more something, if you like having sex with kids, that's probably the only thing you will like to have sex with. Like,
probably.
If you are a pedophile, you're not going to be just fucking chicks, just going to the bar, just having one-night stands, or going to have a girlfriend. You're just going to fuck little kids.
So you don't think it's like Monday, Wednesday, Friday, I'm at the bar skeezing on normal chicks, Tuesday, Thursdays, that's my kiddie time.
No, well, I think it's
because I'm a Toys R Us kid. I don't know if you know this or not.
I think if you're gay, you're gay. If you're straight, you're straight. If you're a pedophile,
right,
you're a pedophile.
That's kind of what I was thinking,
too.
I was almost trying to think, like, you know, how some people think if you're gay, you're born gay, like that, but... I don't even so much think you would be born like that. I just think something has to go wrong in your brain somewhere.
So, do you think this happens because maybe Mr. Quick and Miss Light were molested when they were kids? Like, does it manifest
I don't know.
That
I've never heard... I don't know what would cause that.
If we have any pedophiles out there, email info@thejournal.com. Seriously, I'm just curious, like, what has to go wrong in your brain to cause this?
If we have any people out there that have been molested...
Right, let
Are
let
you
us
a
know.
Pedophile now?
406-204-4687 or email info@thejournal.com. So yeah, that is it for that story. What you got for us? Episode 167.
Oh man, this one
Can
is
Can you
called.
Top that? Fucking 2-month-olds? Bring it.
I might. This I one is called Woman Injured in Power Tool Sex Toy Encounter.
What?
Power Tool Sex Toy Encounter.
Like Miss Makita? Come on.
Some sexual experimentation landed a Southern Maryland woman in a hospital with injuries tough to imagine, even more difficult to forget.
Oh, bring it.
Bring it.
Bring it.
Maryland State Police airlifted the 27-year-old woman to Prince George's County Hospital Center early Sunday morning after she was injured in an incident involving a sex toy attached to a saber saw blade.
Wait, what?
What the?
A saw?
Yeah.
Like saw 4?
No, like they took...
Like saw 3.
Right.
Right.
No, like saw 6. It's not out yet.
Oh, coming
it's
soon.
It's still
to
pre-production.
A twat near you.
In a twat near you.
Pre-pro.
Right.
As we like to call it, if you're in the no-no.
Yeah.
So
I think they took, like, the saw blade off of a saw or something like that, like a sawzall or something,
and
put a dildo on it instead.
So how would that hurt you? Did the dildo, like,
That's a powerful motor going.
Yeah, but
I mean,
people, yeah, have you ever seen the Simeon machines?
It's true, like those things are pretty
it's
gnarly.
It's like a fist just
Yeah,
fucking
it's a fucking big hydraulic fist. This fucking... That
things
thing's
bad A.
They look kind of menacing.
You ever jerked off to that shit?
No.
Holy Christ.
Never.
Fucking explosion.
Oh my God.
Hey Shazam, have you ever used one of them things? I'm just curious, because you're kind of the freak of the bunch here. Super freak.
All right. The man who called 911 about the incident admitted to attaching the sex toy to the saw and using the high-powered homemade device on his partner.
Wait, so he didn't even take the blade off, did he?
I don't know.
Hold on. He put on the saw.
Yes.
And then went,
yes.
Oh my fuck.
The
Are
saw cut through the plastic toy and
Duh.
Wounded the woman.
No shit! Talk about cutting that bitch in half. Fuck. Yeah.
How dumb do you gotta be?
This dumb.
I almost have to blame the chick for that. She's always like,
okay,
ah,
go ahead,
you
put
never,
it in there.
I want to experiment with toys. He's like, okay, fucking thing. It's not his fault he didn't think far enough ahead to be like, I wonder if this will actually cut through the dildo. Next stop, your fucking vagina hole.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
That's crazy. Could you imagine just getting pounded by a sawzall with a dildo on it and all of a sudden just blood?
Just all of a sudden.
There goes the clit. There goes. Oh, man.
Does it elaborate on what kind of damage was done to her?
No, all it says is that the injuries were severe.
No shit.
Really?
And the woman was released from the hospital Monday and was recovering from her unusual injuries.
She is never going to have sex again.
Yeah, investigators talked to the woman who told them she suffered the injuries during a consensual act in that she and her partner were trying something new and no crime was committed.
Huh.
And that's it for that story.
That was amazing. What's the time?
Time is 1:53.
All right, let's probably play this voicemail and get the fuck out. I got to work in the morning. It's late. Alrighty, as usual, if you guys ever have anything you want to say, leave us messages. You can call the voicemail line, 406-204-GOT-P, 4687. When the show is not live, you can call, leave us messages. We will play them on the show. And we got time for one voicemail. Here we go.
I think we should share helpful hints that we learned without wanting to, but out of necessity. So my first contribution is that if you're in a mosquito encrusted forest or whatever, I don't fucking care what the word is. If you're in a forest full of mosquitoes and you don't have bug spray, a helpful replacement you can use is Listerine rubbed on your arms and legs. It works for serious. I'm not even joking. I wish I was joking. The summer was awful.
Wait, so Listerine to keep mosquitoes away?
Yeah, I think...
You know what else works really good?
Off?
That, well, if you don't have mosquito spray. Right. But then again, I don't have mosquito spray,
I think
but
it
has
is,
some Listerine.
Is it the mint in it, or is it just the alcohol?
I don't know, but whenever I go hiking or rock climbing, I always bring drier sheets. Like the
Fabric Frofener.
Right.
That stuff.
Yeah, that. Not because it. I don't know what it is, but if you just like rub that on your clothes, like just in a couple places, they totally back off for a while. And you smell good instead of like that shitty spray.
So
I hate
just
that.
Hose your shit down with Febreze, would that
I don't
do
know.
The same thing?
That's not fabric softener, though.
Well, see, because I always...
Well, that's...
Oh, sorry.
Go ahead.
I always, you know, when I was in Florida, I go fishing at night and stuff, and I'm around water, and it's hot, and there's mosquitoes and no-see-ums and shit all over the place.
Yeah, you got mad skeeters.
Yeah, it was bad. Sure. So what we did is we just, you know, growing up there, we just ate a shit ton of garlic. And
that
because you sweat it out, they totally stay away from you.
Yeah, they smell that, and they don't like
yeah,
it.
Yeah, and you kind of smell funky, but,
huh?
You know, I still eat a bunch of garlic, and I don't get bothered by mosquitoes ever. So.
Well, that is interesting. That is a good idea.
So
guys
eat a lot of garlic, or bring dryer sheets, or Listerine,
or just
use some off.
Don't be a fucking retard and just bug spray.
But see,
yeah,
if you go hunting,
it stinks. I hate that.
If you go hunting, you can't smell like dryer sheets or like Listerine or bug spray.
But you can smell like garlic?
No, it doesn't smell like garlic. It doesn't. It's a natural smell. Like it doesn't really bother you. It doesn't really bother anybody else.
It doesn't permeate into the air. But when the mosquito gets close enough to you,
it's like there's something in that I don't want. You know, so you can go hunting and nothing upwind's going to catch your smell.
It's like vampires. They suck blood. Mosquitoes. You know,
right.
You just
they both hate garlic.
Exactly. Yeah. Silver bullets?
No.
They don't
have
those are vampires. Or werewolves.
Werewolves, right. No, vampires did too in some shit.
Depends what movie.
Right.
Have you watched Twilight yet?
I haven't.
I didn't see that.
Was it good?
It was. Because
I've never heard of the books. I never heard of any of that shit.
I thought it was
all
okay. Because, and everyone I've talked to has read the book that has seen it, and they all say they didn't like it, so I think if you've read the book, you're probably not going to like it. But
so
since I have no idea, I just, whatever the movie is cool, I guess.
So if you're a douche, you probably won't like it, and if you've never read the books, it's probably okay
for a movie. Yeah, you can watch it once.
See,
it's
all I've ever heard about it was that there's an actual town, like a real town that the book writer went to, and they based this whole thing off of. And I heard that when that movie came out, that town actually, like, made all of these real things that are in the movie so people that were fans of the book could go to this little shithole fucking town, whoa, Bill, and they could have the experience. They could sit down at the cafe and eat the dinner that they were eating in the movie and shit like that, and they made, like, a bunch of money. That's all I ever really heard about. I've never heard about that. Yes.
Oh, my little brother saw it. He said it was pretty good.
Yeah, well, your brother's gay.
Yeah, he is.
Yeah, queer.
I like your brother.
I like him, too.
I haven't even met your brother.
He's cool.
Yeah, you have.
He's cool,
dude.
No, I haven't. I swear.
You haven't seen him over at the pizza shop?
I don't think so.
I've brought him in there a few times. Huh.
I don't think I've ever met him.
Weird. Well, you guys got anything else before we get the fuck out for the Monday night show?
I think we're good. No, that was a good show.
Kind of sleepy.
Good show, guys.
Happy with that.
Thank you, everyone, who joined us for the live show. If you missed out, don't miss the next one. It will be Wednesday around 10 p.m.
I don't work Wednesday.
The Jamwell.com. She does, but she works days now.
Yeah,
so we work days now. We'll do it early. Just thejamwell.com/live video. That's where the show will be. You can follow us on thejamwell.com/Twitter or check the Facebook, check the MySpace. You can check all that shit. Sign up on thejamwell.com for SMS updates, and you will never not know when the live show is. What were you gonna say?
Wish me luck. I'm going to the dentist tomorrow morning.
Good luck.
Yeah, that should
get
be
my
fun.
Face fixed.
I hate that.
Get them teeth fixed.
I'm just gonna next show. I'm gonna be like all toothless and
and sucking cock like a champ. like a power.
Her mouth is gonna hurt way too much to do anything like that.
Yeah, right. Let's not.
Okay, so, thejamwell.com, email info@thejamwell.com. If you guys enjoyed it and don't want to see us fucking count and change for our trip to New York, thejamwell.com/donate. We need your help now more than ever. thejamwell.com/YouTube/MySpace/vote. Vote for us on Podcast Alley. That helps us get new listeners. Sign up on the forums. Come hang out. Talk to us. Leave comments on the show notes. All that bullshit. TheJamwell.com/Danny. That's her Twitter. Braden's Twitter. We're following him. You can find it through that. TheJamwell.com/pics. You can see pictures of all this shit and shirts and everything like that. And, we'll see you guys back here Wednesday. I don't know what time. Sometime in the evening. Right?
Right.
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 Goodbye.
Bye.
Bye.
You are listening to The Jam. The Jam. The Jam. TheJamwell.com.